Your voice, your talent, your time to shine. This is the Nizam Hour with myself, Muhammad Saad Jada. And there you've heard our promo, very, very appropriate for today's broadcast. Radio Islam International, surfing the waves with Muhammad Saad Jada and Hafiz Yusuf Rawat. Unfortunately, Hafiz Yusuf Rawat is not able to join us in studio this weekend. But nevertheless, we continue to surf the airways of Radio Islam International from the Durban studios, which is located in the Crescent at the Crescent Towers in Overport. Alhamdulillah, fantastic atmosphere here, and we have a studio filled of enthusiastic youngsters from schools in Durban who are going to be showcasing their talents on the Nizam Hour. Lines will not be open on 011-854-1548, unfortunately, but inshallah I will be giving you an alternative number which you can call to get through to the Nizam Hour. As you are all very well aware, this week, this Saturday, the Radio Islam team has traveled to Durban, and we have been broadcasting here from the Overport studios since 8 a.m. this morning. Alhamdulillah, it's a fun-filled, exciting, entertaining journey indeed, and very warm hearts here in Durban, very welcomed as well, and the atmosphere here is really electrical, and I'm sure all of our listeners out there are looking forward to interacting with our young listeners here. If only our young participants, if only our listeners at home can get a glimpse of what the studio is like. I don't know, maybe we can take a picture and put it up on our Twitter feed. But nevertheless, what I'm going to do is I'm going to greet our live audience here, as we've did previously in the Rihla journeys. And just to give you an idea of how buzzing the atmosphere is, our listeners, our young participants who have joined us here at the studio are going to respond to my greetings. So I'm going to ask our engineer to switch on all three mics in our studio, and we're going to greet them, and let's see how excited they really are to be on the Nizam Hour. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You guys are all fasting today?
No.
You sound like you're fasting.
No.
So let's try it again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Oh man, I think you are fasting here. And nevertheless, maybe you guys are all nervous. Are you guys nervous?
No.
Yes.
Not nervous. Has any one of you here been on the Nizam Hour before?
No.
No one has been on the Nizam Hour before?
No.
Oh, have you been on the Nizam Hour before? No, no one here. No. What about those little children here sitting in the back? Anyone has been on the Nizam Hour before?
No.
No, so this is the first time for all of you here, and no one is nervous.
No.
Mashallah, that's fantastic to hear. We've always had a fantastic response from the public here in Durban. This is the third broadcast which we are conducting from the KwaZulu-Natal area in terms of the Nizam Hour broadcast. There have been many other broadcasts, but this is the third Nizam Hour program we are hosting from KZN, and I can see the talent here is definitely promising. So inshallah, we're going to kick off today's event with a qiraat, and I have a little boy sitting here in front of me. He's looking very serious, I see. Maybe he's going to be reading a very long surah. Assalamu alaikum. And what's your name?
Zakir.
Zakir. Zakir, what's your surname?
Musa.
Zakir Musa from Durban. Hey, how are you from Durban? Where are you, which place are you in from Durban? Which place do you stay in?
KwaZulu-Natal.
KwaZulu-Natal, in Durban, which place? Overport or from?
Reservoir Hills.
Reservoir Hills. Where's Reservoir Hills? I only know where the beach in Durban. And because of the last Rihla, I know where's Amzinto now, and I know where's Poshepster. And I thought it was close by until I had to drive till there, and it took me so long. I thought Durban's a small place. But anyway, Zakir, what are you going to be reciting for us today?
Surah Ar-Rahman.
The whole Surah?
No.
Oh, I got worried. If you're going to recite the whole Surah, maybe the rest of the participants won't be very patient and they'll all go away. Like, you know that story of that man who went to the masjid? In first rakat, the imam recited Surah Baqarah. You know which one is Surah Baqarah? Who knows how long Surah Baqarah is? How long is it?
Three paras. No, two.
Yeah, about two, and you can say almost three paras. Just or two and a half. almost 2.5 paras. So the whole surah is 2.5 paras. And the name of the surah is? Surah?
Baqarah.
Baqarah, which means surah of... Mulana, you can give us translation. What is the surah Baqarah? Mulana just staring at me. Don't worry, Mulana, you don't have to come on air. You can just do hand signals. You know? Cow, Mulana is telling us. Surah Baqarah is the surah of the cow. So he stood in salah, the first rakat. And this imam just read surah Baqarah. So his legs were getting very sore. Because he was standing there for like over an hour maybe. And then second rakat, the imam stood up and he started to recite surah Fil. So surah Fil is a surah of?
Elephants.
The elephants. So you see, the surah Baqarah was so long, I can imagine how long surah Fil would be. So he broke his namaz and he went away. Zakir, bismillah, you may start reciting for us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ar-Rahman. علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بعسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب ذو العصف والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, what must you say when somebody recites Quran or does anything good? What must you say?
MashaAllah.
So I didn't hear anyone say MashaAllah.
MashaAllah.
MashaAllah. Zakir, are you becoming a hafiz?
Okay.
And how many paras have you completed?
Completed two.
Two and a half. 2.5 paras. MashaAllah, which madrasa do you go to?
In Ward Road.
In Ward Road. And what's your ustad's name?
Walana Nasif.
Is he a cheeky Mulana? Doesn't hit you?
No.
Doesn't shout you? You got a very nice madrasa. I think I need to come to your madrasa. Jazakallah, Zakir, for the wonderful recitation of the Quran. Is there a message you'd like to give to anyone who's listening to you at home? No message. You want to give salams to your mommy or your daddy or to one of your friends and or to your ustads? Who do you want to give a message to?
To my mommy.
To your mommy. Tell your mommy how much you love her. And Jazakallah for everything she done for you.
Jazakallah.
MashaAllah. Jazakallah, Zakir. That was young Zakir who just recited a portion of Surah Ar-Rahman to us. So our listeners at home, if you wish to interact with us, then please do tweet us at msaadjada, MSAADJADA. You can drop us an email at nizamhour@radioislamlive.com. That's nizamhour@radioislamlive.com. And inshallah, we will read your response out on air if you wish. Next up, we have an item on our agenda, which is a group nasheed. And this nasheed will be, as I said, done in a group. So inshallah, we're going to ask the group to come forward to the mic. And who's the leader of this group? Or even selected a leader still?
No.
Okay, I'm going to ask the little girl in front to tell us her name. Assalamu alaikum. What's your name?
My name is Husna.
Husna. Okay, Husna, can you just come right forward to the mic, please? So, I'm going to ask the rest of the group to come to the other mic, right? So that we may get good input of all of your voices on the mic system. So, Husna, what grade are you in?
Grade 2.1.
Orient Islamic School. MashaAllah, from Orient Islamic. And do you know Maulana Yusuf Katharada?
No.
You don't know Maulana Yusuf Katharada? Maulana Katharada from your school. Oh, you just worry about your work, nothing else in school, right? Yeah. You just know him as Maulana, you don't know he's Maulana Katharada, maybe. And Husna, which nasheed will your group be singing for us?
Zikr.
A zikr of Allah. Alright, bismillah, you may begin.
سبحان الله الحمد لله ولا
الحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله 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 يا الله 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 يا الله محمد رسول الله صادق الوعد الأمين لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين محمد رسول الله صادق الوعد الأمين لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين محمد رسول الله صادق الوعد الأمين الله 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 يا الله
Masha Allah, that was a group nasheed by some of the learners in grade 2 of the Orient Islamic School. I'm going to speak to one of the boys from this group, the one sitting here in front. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Masha Allah, you sound so happy to be on air. What's your name?
Muhammad Zaidan.
Muhammad Zaidan. And Muhammad Zaidan, are you also in grade 2?
Yes.
Do you enjoy school?
Yes.
You don't have to say yes just because your appa is listening and your ma is listening. Do you really like school?
Not so much.
not so much. I think everyone doesn't like school that much. But it's fun, right? Yeah. And once you leave school, you're going to miss it a bit. A bit, you know?
Yeah.
So how long did it take your group to learn this nasheed?
One day.
Not
one
day?
So long.
Yeah, not so long?
Yeah. No.
How you got it so quick?
Because you said it on
the Jalsa.
When was your Jalsa?
About 2 or 3 weeks ago.
2 or 3 weeks ago. Oh, so you had good practice for this broadcast, I see, eh? And where was your Jalsa held?
In our school hall.
In your school hall? I came to your school hall. Is the one next to the Jamaat Khana?
Yes.
Is that the hall? Oh, yes. We had a Nizam Aul broadcast from there as well. How come you weren't there at that broadcast? Okay, that's some time ago. So, I want to hand over Mama Zaidan, why don't you take CD here and give it to all of those who participated in your group, right? So just give one CD to each one in your group, and we're going to give another CD to this young boy who recited a portion of Surah Ar-Rahman. So Mama Zaidan, distribute it amongst your group. Not all, right? Just now we want your CD for everyone else. MashaAllah, what a wonderful nasheed indeed. I think I'm actually going to ask our engineer if he can get a recording of that segment on the Nizam Hour. It was a splendid nasheed indeed. I really did enjoy it. I see the minds are getting a bit tired, yeah? And I think maybe we need to give some exercise, some mental exercise to our learners here. So I'm going to ask you guys a riddle, right? And whoever gets this riddle correct, whoever can answer this riddle, will win a Nizam Hour bag. So are you all ready for it?
Yes.
Do you all have your thinking caps on?
Yes.
Or your thinking topies?
Yes.
And your thinking scarves?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see if you can get this riddle correct. But no one's sitting behind me, right? So you can see the answer. Alright. The riddle is, what has to be broken before you can use it? What has to... Don't scream out the answer. I forgot to tell you the rule. The rule is you can't scream out the answer. If you scream out the answer, then we're not going to ask you for the answer. We're going to give somebody else a chance. And you're not going to win the bag. So the riddle is, what has to be broken before you can use it? So give it some good thought. And we're going to go on to our next item. And once we are completed with our next item, then we're going to ask you for the answers. And you're going to lift up your hands, and we're going to select one person. Okay, only. All right. Okay, next up on our list, we have an anthem by learners Maryam, Jawaria, Husna, Nurhan, Humaira, and Zaidan. Where are they? Are they here?
Humaira's not here.
Humaira's not here. Why she didn't come?
We don't know.
You're a replacement for Humaira. And what's your name? Can you just speak into the mic, please?
Tasneem.
Tasneem. And what grade are you in, Tasneem?
3.2.
So how does the 3.2 and a 2.1 work? It's like different versions, you know?
Yeah.
Different software upgrades. Or do you have how many grade 3 classes are there?
Two.
So you get 3.1 and 3.2. Oh, I thought it was like the next grade. You know, like how you get on your phone software 10, then software 10.1 and 10.0.1. Okay, Bismillah. And you guys are going to sing the anthem for us. The South African anthem or your school anthem?
School anthem.
Oh, I thought you were going to sing Kosi Sikelele for us. Who knows the anthem? Everyone knows the anthem. So who's going to say the South African anthem for us? Only one boy lifts his hand up. We're going to ask him, right? After you guys are done with your anthem, we're going to ask him to sing the South African anthem for us. Okay, Bismillah, you guys can begin.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim min as'ali iktisabil ilmi wal khuluqi nashkurullah ala ni'matihi wal karami ridha Allah. يوميا هو نية نبي اتباع القرآن ونبينا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سعادة الكبراء هي من أهدافنا تنافس في كل خير هو غايتنا نسلم باحترام الآباء والأمهات أيضا ننسى المدرسين والمدرسات مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم على الإخلاص والعمل نحن نتبع نتحرى أمتنا إلى ذروة يا الله على زوجه والداية يا الله امسر على أريم بركة ونمر لا يصل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
MashaAllah. Everybody say MashaAllah.
MashaAllah.
If my co-host was there, he'd be very happy. He loves singing this nizam, and he sings it in about 3 or 4 different tunes all at once. So one after the other consecutively. And if he was there, I would have asked him to sing it for you, but he's not here now. So maybe we'll ask our engineer if he can line that up on the next nizam to be played in the nasheed break. Mawlaya Sol, the Qasida Burda. And how long did it take you guys to learn this?
1 year.
1 year?
Yes.
1 year it took you to learn it?
Yes.
It's why is it such a long nizam?
Yes. No.
MashaAllah, but 1 year was worth it, right?
Yes.
MashaAllah. And I'm going to ask you to please hand over one CD to all of those who didn't get CDs from this group. So, coming back to our riddle. Who thinks they have the answer? What has to be broken before you can use it? I have 1, 2, only 3 hands up. What's happening? No one else knows the answer. No, man. Okay, 4 hands up, but there's like over maybe 10 or 15 students here, and only 4 hands are up. I think you guys need a refund on your school fees, eh? No, I'm just joking. Just now, next time, Mulana Katala won't send students to Radio Islam broadcasts. Four hands up. Mulana Pirali, please choose one student to give us the answer. Unless you know the answer, Mulana, you can also give it to us.
Yeah.
What has to be broken before you can use it?
What do I get?
What do you get? You can be my engineer for the rest of the programs on Radio Islam.
Yes.
Mulana, choose one student for us. What has to be broken before you can use it? The one in the corner, this little girl over here, what's your name?
Juwaira.
How old are you, Juwaira?
8 years old.
And which grade are you in?
2.1.
And you like school?
Yes.
You are also in Orient Islamic School?
Yes.
MashaAllah, do you think you have the answer?
Yeah.
How did you get the answer? Did you Google it?
Nope.
Are you sure? You don't have a phone on you, maybe you were just Googling it or asking Siri. Okay, what's the answer? What has to be broken before you can use it?
Cake.
A cake?
Yeah.
A cake has to be broken before you can use it. Do you guys think it's correct?
No.
No. Let's see. Okay, if it's a big cake, then yeah, you have to not break it. You have to cut it. So technically, it's not breaking. And also, you do get small cakes which you can eat without breaking. So, no, mashallah, it's a good try. But yeah, unfortunately, it's not the correct answer. But nevertheless, we're going to give you a CD for that try, okay?
I don't want
it. Oh, you want one already? Okay, you want a different CD? Okay, we give you a chocolate, right? Here's a chocolate for you, alright? MashaAllah. Who else thinks they have the answer? What do you have to break before you can use it? More hands up. I see, I wonder what was happening. Maybe your mommies are giving you the answers through the glass, eh? They're whispering the answer. No, they couldn't do that because I see we have very strong reinforced soundproof glass over here. Well, apparently, can you select another child? The one? Or the red scarf? The red scarf. Can you come forward and please come towards the mic? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum wa salam.
And what's your name?
Nasiha.
Nasiha. Nasiha, what a pretty scarf you got. Where did you get it from?
My mommy.
Your mommy? I also want a scarf like that. You think it would look smart if I put it over my kurta? It will match my kurta, isn't it? It will match it. I can use it like a winter scarf. Okay, and Nasir, do you have the answer for us? What is the answer?
A mountain.
A mountain. You have to break a mountain before you can use it. Well, yes, if you're mining on a mountain and you need to extract some of the rocks, then yeah, you have to break the mountain. But technically, not the answer we're looking for. But jazakallah for your try as well, okay? Anyone else has the answer? Should we give you more time to think? I think we're going to give you more time to think.
No.
Yeah. You know, sometimes when you're in an exam and you know the answer, but because you're so excited and nervous and then you can't get the answer to your mind. So I think maybe everyone knows the answer, but everyone's too excited. So let's go to another item. Who's going to be doing the next item for us from Orient Islamic School? We have... We have young Humaira. Is Humaira here?
No.
Humaira is here. Oh, yes, she came. Why you say she's not here? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Humaira.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And did you come late?
Yeah.
Oh, if you like me, I'm always late also. Only today, like, it was the first time I was actually early for the program. So what time? Did you just come in now?
Yeah.
And what are you going to be doing for us, Humaira?
A speech on salam.
A speech on salam. MashaAllah. Okay, Bismillah, you can begin. You can start.
What is wrong with us? Why do we not like to greet one another? Are we shy? Or we just don't feel it's necessary to greet? As-salamu qabla al-kalam. Say as-salamu alaykum before you begin speaking. I greet you with a universal greeting of peace. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am Humaira Varyawa from Orient Islamic School, coming to you live from the airwaves of Radio Islam on this lovely Saturday afternoon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh means, may peace and blessings descend upon you. Today's topic is all about salam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the young should greet the old, the passerby should greet the sitting one, and a small group of people should greet the large group of people. Salam is a way of greeting another Muslim, whether you know them or not. When did it start? When Allah created Adam alayhi salam, He told him to go and make salam to a group of angels and listen to their reply. Furthermore, Allah told Adam alayhi salam that it is your greeting and the greeting of your descendants. Just to mention a few sunnahs of greeting. When we meet one another, we should greet with salam. The first to greet is closer to Allah. We should meet every person knowing him or not. To greet on entering and leaving the home, whether it's your house or not. If a third person's greetings are conveyed to one, then it should be answered with, Wa alayka wa alayhi salam. Peace be upon you and him. There are many people who are listening right now. If you looked up for the word peace in the dictionary, chances are it would say something about tranquility and non-violence. Peace is the mother of progress. Without peace, a nation can never make progress. So peace is ever desirable. May our lives be filled with peace always and forever, inshallah. Abu Huraira radiallahu anha said, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you cannot enter paradise until you are a believer. And your belief cannot be complete until you love each other. I tell you something which, if you practice, will establish bonds of love amongst you all. Make salam a common practice amongst you. Afshu salamu baynakum. So the next time you greet, let it not be salams or salamalaikum. It's the name of Allah, so pronounce it with love and bond your relationship with Allah between yourselves. Once again, I leave you with the greeting of peace. From me, Humaira Varyawa, till we meet again, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah. Everybody say MashaAllah.
MashaAllah.
Humaira, what a beautiful speech indeed. I really did enjoy it. And it's highlighting some very, very important points for us in our lives. Humaira, I'm going to give you a CD as well as a chocolate for that one. Jazakallah, Humaira. And tell me, who wrote the speech for you?
Me and my mother.
Who wrote the speech for you?
Me and my mother.
But more you, isn't it? Or more your mommy?
More my mother.
Oh, my mommy used to also write my speeches for me. And then one day I had an Afrikaans essay to write. And then my mommy said, you know, now it's enough. She's not going to write any essays or speeches for me. I have to do it myself. And I can't speak any Afrikaans. So I sat to the dictionary and I started translating word for word and I wrote an essay. And that essay was so funny. My mommy kept that essay till today and she reminds me of it. She has it in the file. You know, the first Afrikaans essay I wrote. I'm not going to read it out for you on air also, because then you might laugh at me as well. MashaAllah, Humaira, what a beautiful speech indeed. And yes, that is definitely some food for thought, that this greeting of Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh is really a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to this ummah, that we may greet each other with such a noble greeting. If we analyze the lives of those who do not have iman, those who are not Muslims, there is no meaning, there is no benefit in the way they approach one another and in the way they greet one another by using words such as hi or, you know, good day. What does it mean? There's no meaning. But as Humaira told us, that if you take this word of salam, it means that may peace, tranquility be upon you. So what a great thing it is that we should implement this in our life. Make salam to those whom we know and those whom we do not know as well. Even if you see a Muslim and you don't know him from anywhere, then do greet. But assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What do you have to break before you can use it? Nobody gave us the answer. I think this time, and plus there's a prize up for grab. If no one gives us a correct answer this time, you have to give me a prize, I think. Is that fair?
No.
I think it's fair. Only I'm giving prizes here. If you get this, the next answer is incorrect, you have to give me a prize. And I want one of those stinky donuts from the beach.
Nice.
I like going to the beach. But they say Durban people don't like going to the beach. Is it true?
No.
No?
No.
Let's ask this little boy here, standing in the back here. Assalam, what's your name?
Ahmed.
Ahmed, when last did you go to the beach?
Yesterday.
Yesterday? And you're from Durban?
Yes.
Oh, normally when I ask my friends from Durban when last they went to the beach, they say, you know what, maybe like last year sometime. Husna, when last did you go to the beach? She can't even remember. And what about this girl at the back? What's your name?
Yesterday. Nurhan.
Nurhan. How are you keeping today, Nurhan?
Alhamdulillah.
And when last did you go to the beach?
Yesterday.
Oh, you went yesterday. Which beach did you go to?
North Beach.
Oh, I also went to the beach yesterday. I was at Umshlanga Beach. Anyone was at Umshlanga Beach yesterday?
No.
It was very cloudy, but I was still swimming. Okay, so let's see who's going to give us the answer. What do you have to break before you can use it? Come on, Peter Ellie. Either you're going to give us the answer or choose somebody to give the answer for us. That boy, one has a lot of boys. I don't know which boy. This one here. Okay, this boy here, come forward to the mic. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And what's your name?
Yusuf.
Yusuf. How old are you, Yusuf?
9.
And what grade are you in?
Grade
4.2. And do you like going to the beach, Yusuf?
Little bit.
Little bit. What you like more, the pool or the beach?
The water is so cool. I like the beach more.
The water is so cool in the pool?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And on the beach, what do? You surf or you go into the water? You just make sandcastles. What do you like doing in the beach?
In the beach, I...
You go fishing?
Sometimes I go fishing. Mostly I play with the sand.
With the sand? Oh, I also like playing with the sand. I like digging big holes in the beach and making big sand castles. So Yusuf, what's the answer?
A lock.
A lock. You have to break a lock before you can use it. Only if you're a crook, I think you have to break the lock before you can use it, eh? Otherwise you have the key, right?
You have to crack the lock. The code.
You have to crack the code. Yeah, but you're not breaking it, right? Unless, like I said, you're a thief and you want to break the lock so you can gain access. Jazakallah, Yusuf. Unfortunately, that's the incorrect answer, but Jazakallah for your try. I'm going to give you a CD for that, okay?
Jazakallah.
What do you have to break before you can use it? Any other attempts to give us the correct answer? This little boy at the back. He hasn't spoke to us first. Yes, you with your hand up. Yes, come forward to the mic. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
And what's your name?
Yusuf.
Yusuf. Yusuf who?
Banker.
Mashallah, where are you, which part of Durban are you from?
Morningside.
Morningside. Is Morningside far from you?
Morningside.
Is it far from Nightside?
I don't know.
And Yusuf, what's the answer?
Honey.
Honey. You have to break honey before you. You're talking about the beehive.
Yeah, you have to break the honey made in that thing and put in the mixture and the break.
Masha, that's a very intelligent answer, although wasn't the answer I was looking for. But if you think of it, yes, Masha, that technique is correct. So, Yusuf, because it's technically correct, I'm going to give you a chocolate for that, okay? Mm-hmm. And have you ever seen how they make honey? And where have you seen it? Yeah, in Durban or somewhere else?
I saw it on TV.
On TV. Mashallah, there's a chocolate for you and a CD as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay, inshallah, this riddle still stands. I had a long list of riddles. But I see this, we're still stuck in the first one. We're going to go to another item. And we have a nasheed. And the nasheed is by... young Junaid Qasim. Where's Junaid Qasim? Oh, this is Junaid Qasim. He was asking me before the program that he's just, you know, he's a sound system up to his standards, because from what I hear, Junaid is a rapper. Is that true, Junaid?
Yes.
You are a rapper. And there was another boy who said he's a rapper for me. Where is he?
Yeah.
Which one was it? What's your name again?
Yusuf.
Yusuf, you're going to rap for me, isn't it?
No.
Yes. You were rapping before the program. Were you rapping for me? Yes, you were rapping for me. So we're going to ask Yusuf to rap fast also. Okay, Junaid, what are you going to rap?
I'm going to... It's a rap and a song combined.
Why?
Its song name is Juma by Raif.
Juma by?
Raif.
Raif. Have you heard the Islamic raps by Brother Buna Muhammad?
No.
No? So I'm giving you some work. Now you can go home and search on the internet for Brother Buna Muhammad, okay?
Okay.
Extremely nice rapping, Islamic rapping with no musical instruments. And my two favorites of Buna Muhammad are Heroes and Signs. So when you go home, you're going to search for that, okay? Bismillah, Junaid, you may begin.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. 5 a.m. making up for Fajr. Gotta make a dua, gotta pray my sunnah. Gotta make a salah, gotta cut my nails. Sitting outside, the sun is rising up in the sky. Everybody's rushing. Gotta get down to the masjid. Gotta say salam to the imam. Sitting in the first saf, chilling in the back saf. Gotta make my mind up to what the prophet did. It's Jumah. Gotta make the Quran Jumah. Everybody's looking forward to his mercy. Mercy, Jumah. Gotta make dhikr on Jumu'ah. Everybody's looking forward to the Ajr. Miss whacking, yeah. Miss whacking, whoa. Pray, 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 pray. Gotta read Surah Al-Kahf. 12:45, the imams and the mimbar talking about something like fiqh zakat, whispering, chanting from the crowd. Don't they know that it's haram? I stand up, you stand up, press about the stuff of the farmer, you salah. Foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder, just don't step on me. Sitting in the first stuff, chilling in the back stuff. Gotta make my mind up, do what the Prophet did. It's Jum'ah, Jum'ah, gotta make the Quran Jum'ah. Everybody's looking forward to His mercy, mercy. It's Jum'ah, Jum'ah, gotta make the Quran Jum'ah. Everybody's looking forward to the Ajr. Miss whacking, yeah. Miss whacking, whoa. Pray, 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 pray. Gotta read Surah Al-Kahf. It's Jum'ah, Jum'ah, gotta make the Quran Jum'ah. Everybody's looking forward to His mercy, mercy. It's Jum'ah, Jum'ah, gotta make the Quran Jum'ah. Everybody's looking forward to His mercy.
MashaAllah, what a beautiful Rabbi Junaid. I'm actually just WhatsApping Brother Ijaz Khan, who is he sang this or done this rap on his CD for Radio Islam. I want him to come and listen to you rap the same nasheed, but I see he's not online on WhatsApp. But if he comes, you're going to sing for him again, okay?
Okay.
Did you hear it from his CD?
No, I heard it from the original one.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you if you can listen to it. I'm going to ask you to sing for Ijaz Khan. He also played it on a CD for Radio Islam Dinesh. MashaAllah, Junaid, how long did it take you to learn the lyrics of that?
No, like, I never knew I'm going to do it before. I just, like, used to listen to nasheed all the time. And after that, it went in my memory while I was just listening to it.
So you
never, like, took the effort to learn it. And then one day in class, we were supposed to do a song for our Jalsa. And after that, our teacher brought up the song. So I told the teacher I knew it, and then the teacher made me sing in front of the class. And then after that, the class liked it, so that gave me the confidence to say it more often.
MashaAllah. Junaid, what grade are you in?
Six.
Grade six. And are you becoming a hafiz?
Yeah.
And how many paras have you completed?
Four
paras already, mashallah. And how do you learn your sabak? Do you learn by mainly visual, by looking into the Quran, or do you prefer to listen to a recording of the sabak, or how do you learn?
No, but at the moment you learn it by looking inside, but I try doing it by listening.
By listening. And what did you find, what's better, when you listen and learn, or when you look inside and learn?
No, when you read yourself, and plus you get more barakah.
MashaAllah, yes. What a young, intelligent young boy, Junaid. MashaAllah, may Allah take you from strength to strength and accept your recitation of Quran and accept your voice, your talents, all for the khidmat and the establishment of deen. This is really a great ni'mah that Allah has given to many, being able to memorize something very quickly. Sometimes certain individuals find it easier to memorize anything when looking at something. So for example, people have these photographic memories. When they look at a page of Quran or they look at anything else, it's very easily committed to memory. On the contrary, you'd find those who learn faster when it comes to listening to the Quran or listening to anything else, they are able to memorize quicker. And like that, Allah has created our minds in different ways, but definitely the ability to memorize Quran is a unique gift from Allah, where we have so many instances of people who have extremely strong memories. In fact, there was a story, I cannot remember this individual's name, but a very pious individual who had the memory and had the capacity to memorize books in a library. He would go into a library, pick up a book, read the book, and he would memorize the entire book. And but yet, he was not a hafiz. On the other hand, you would have other people who had extremely weak memories. At the same time, they had a speech problem, but yet Allah gave them the ability to memorize the Quran and recite it in the most perfect of ways. May Allah grant us all that opportunity and that gift of being from Ahlul Quran wa Khasatuk, the noble household of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have young Hanzala. Where is young Hanzala? Here's Hanzala over here. Assalamu alaikum, Hanzala. And how are you keeping today?
Alhamdulillah.
And you waiting for very long, I think, right?
Yeah.
What time did you come here?
Late, like my sister Umaira.
Oh, MashaAllah. Now you're keeping well today.
Yeah.
And how old are you?
Seven.
And what grade are you in?
Grade R.
Are you excited to be the Nizam Hour?
Yes.
How excited are you? Because you look very excited.
Yeah.
Young Hamzallah has a very broad smile over his face. MashaAllah. And what are you going to be doing for us?
I'm going to be reading Ayatul Kursi.
Ayatul Kursi. Okay, Bismillah, you can start.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يعوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله young Hanzala, what a beautiful recitation of the Quran. And are you also becoming a hafiz?
Yeah.
MashaAllah, how many paras have you completed?
Half a para.
Half a para already? And you're only 7 years old?
Yeah.
SubhanAllah, may Allah make your journey easy for you indeed. And I'm going to give you a CD for that, okay? You're going to listen to the CD?
Yeah.
Where are you going to, sorry, let me tell there. Are you going to listen to it in the car?
Yeah.
Do you like listening to Nizam in the car? Jazakallah, young Hanzala reciting Ayatul Kursi for us. And my engineer in the Lanesia studios thought I was referring to him. His name was also Hanzala. So when I his name is also Hanzala, so he thought when I said Hanzala is going to be reciting for us from the Quran, he thought he has to recite. But the only Hanzala back in Lanesia, if you do want to recite for us, then we will give you the opportunity to sing it duet with Maulana Pir Ali in our engineering box here in Radio Radio Islam International from the Crescent Towers. Inshallah, we're going to ask our live audience here, have you got the answer for us now? So many hands are up. So many hands are up. What do you have to break before you can use it? Inshallah, now I'm going to get the correct answer. This little boy at the back here, come forward. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Now what's your name again? I forgot it.
Muhammad Zaidan.
Muhammad Zaidan. And Muhammad Zaidan, what's the answer?
A piggy bank.
A?
Piggy bank.
A piggy bank. Actually, technically, you have to break the piggy bank when you're not going to be using it now.
No.
But Jazakallah Muhammad Zaidan for that answer. I'm going to give you a chocolate as well, okay? You're not fasting today, is it?
No.
So you can have the chocolate. This boy in the back, come forward to the mic. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
And what's your name?
Nasir.
Nasir, how old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
10 years old. Are you also in Orient Islamic School?
Yeah.
And what grade are you in?
4.2.
MashaAllah. And do you have the answer for us?
Yeah.
What do you have to break before you can use it?
A puzzle.
A puzzle. You have to break a puzzle before you can use it. Maulana Pir Ali, is that correct? Yeah, Maulana Pir Ali doesn't know. Google it quickly, Maulana. Unfortunately, that's not the answer we're looking for, but you know what? We're going to give you a chocolate for that answer as well. He says a puzzle, but no, unfortunately, it's not the entirely correct answer. Young Husna at the back, she has her hand up for very long. Come forward to the mic. Husna, do you have the answer for us?
Yeah.
What is the answer?
Miswak.
A miswak. You have to break it before you can use it. Well, you have to peel it, you have to cut it a bit. So yeah, technically also correct. Not entirely, because you don't really break it. But never mind, we're going to give you a chocolate for that as well, right? If we get more incorrect answers, I think I'm going to just give away all the chocolates then.
Jazakallah.
Ameen. What do you have to break before you can use it? I'm going to try a different little now. I'm going to just give you the answer.
You
must give you a clue.
Yes.
Okay, the clue is that you really have to break it. It's not like we're not saying break, but you do something else. You really do break it before you use it. So yes, although like a puzzle comes broken, you know, like technically you have to break a miswak, but this you really have to break it before you can use it. And there's two very obvious things that we have. So, okay, let me give you an easier clue. Sometimes we have it every day in the morning. Or sometimes only on Saturdays, on Sundays. Especially on Sundays, you know? Yes, Humaira, do you have the answer for us?
Yeah.
What's the answer?
Toast.
Toast. No, unfortunately, not the correct answer. Okay, we're going to ask this boy here on the side. Just please speak into the mic. Do you think you have the answer?
Yes.
Where did you get the answer from?
I use cell phone in my mind.
In your mind? Did you wrong to find it? Eh? Maybe you have a very big mind, mashallah. What's the answer?
Egg.
An egg. Is that the correct answer?
Yes.
Yes, mashallah. You have to break an egg before you can use it. And there's another one also, which is a peanut. You have to break the peanut shell before you can use the peanut. But the egg is the correct one. If you have an egg, how are you going to use it without breaking it?
You crack it.
You crack it and it breaks. Yes, mashallah. We're going to give this boy... What? I forgot your name again. I'm so sorry. Zakir. Zakir, we're going to give you a Nizam Hour bag. Compliments of the Radio Islam team. Jazakallah and mashallah. That is the correct answer. You have to break an egg before you can use it. Ameen. Now, why don't you guys ask me a riddle now?
Okay.
Who has a riddle for us?
A riddle.
A riddle. Who has a riddle? There's a little girl at the back there. She come forward to the mic. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
And what's your name?
Naila.
Naila, how old are you?
6.
6 years old. And do you have a riddle for us?
Yes.
And do you think it's a difficult riddle? Not a difficult riddle. Can I Google the answer?
No.
I can't Google it. Okay, what is the riddle? What's your riddle? Oh, you forgot it. Okay, let's ask somebody else who has a riddle for us. This little boy on the left hand side here. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And what's your name?
Yusuf.
Oh, Yusuf. I asked, this is the third time asking your name, eh?
Okay.
Sorry, Yusuf. And what is your riddle?
My riddle is, what runs for miles but never gets tired?
What runs for miles but never gets tired? I think I know the answer.
I don't.
Must I answer it? So you want one of
them? I want one of these.
One of them to answer it. Okay, you choose somebody to answer your riddle.
I don't know.
Choose anyone. Close your eyes and just select somebody random.
This one.
Which one? This boy here. Okay, assalamu alaikum.
Welcome,
salam. What's your name?
Muhammad Hafiz.
Muhammad Hafiz. Mashallah, Muhammad Hafiz was the first boy in the studio today. You are so excited. Even before I could get to the studio, you were already seated in the studio. And Muhammad Hafiz, do you have the answer?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the answer?
A cheetah.
A cheetah. Is that correct?
No.
Yusuf?
No.
Not correct. But your answer.
You get tired.
How you know you get? But
it's the fastest, but it can get tired.
Did you ask the cheetah if it got tired? So how you know it gets tired?
Because if an animal like us, if it runs, it obviously has to get tired.
Oh, mashallah. Yes, that's correct. Anyone else hears the answer? So many. This little girl on the left hand side. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum salam.
And what's the answer?
Time.
Time. Time runs but never gets tired. Is that the correct answer, Yusuf?
Yeah, it could be.
It could be, but I know something else. There's another one.
It could be. So must we give her a chocolate?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, we can give her a chocolate. Because time runs and never gets tired. Okay, but Yusuf says he has another answer. So let's see who else knows the other answer. Who didn't get a chance to speak to her? Only this girl, yeah. Okay, assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
What's your name?
Atia.
And what's your surname?
Limalia.
Are you also in Orient Islamic School?
Yes.
What grade are you in?
Grade 4.2.
4.2, mashallah. And Alia, do you think you have the answer for us?
It's Atia.
I'm sorry, Atia. Do you think you have the answer for us?
Yes.
Okay, what's the answer?
Water, from a waterfall.
Water from a waterfall. Does it run? Doesn't get tired? Yes.
It's correct.
MashaAllah, that is the correct answer. We're going to give you a chocolate and a CD as well, okay? Atia Limalia, do you know Hafiz Limalia from Durban?
No.
The very famous and prominent Hafiz Limalia was in Heidelberg originally many years. Do you know him?
I think my father knows it.
Oh, your father knows him. Yes, mashallah. One of the prominent servers of Quran doing and many hufad, especially in the Johannesburg area as well. Mashallah, that's the correct answer, Yusuf. But we give you a chocolate as well.
Chi.
Are you fasting today, Yusuf?
No.
No. So do you have a chocolate now or later?
Now.
Now. I also have that problem. When I have a chocolate, I have to finish it immediately, you know. Jazakallah to Yusuf. Who do we have next on our list? I think now we're going to get a nasheed. We're going to get a nasheed, and this is a group nasheed, by Yusuf, Salman, Nasir, Zakir, and Leila. Where are they? Are they all here? Salman's not here. Where's Salman?
He has to go for a family, family occasion.
Family occasion. So is this not a family occasion? The name Raju Islam is one big family, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Nasir.
Are you Nasir? Okay, Bismillah. Which Nizam are you going to sing for us, Nasir?
Amantu
Billah.
Amantu Billah. Alright, you can start singing.
Amantu Billahi wa Malaikatihi wa Kutubihi wa Rasulihi wa Yawmil Akhiri wa Al-Qadri Khairihi wa Sharrihi min Allah wa Al-Ba'thi Ba'da Al-Mawt La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Faith is belief in Allah and the messengers, the angels and the final day and the holy scriptures. To believe in destiny that good and bad both come from him and the resurrection. There is no God but Allah.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah,
Muhammad Rasulullah. Form that life and beauty, the angels of the Lord. Praise Allah to help mankind, Jibreel brings a word. The scriptures are by Allah sent, Torah, Psalms and Gospels, and the source of perfect guidance, the glorious Quran. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. The reckoning, the final day when all will see their works, remade in soul and body, stand before the Lord. With patience, bearing every grief, with thankfulness for all blessings, we are content with destiny, the will of Allah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Faith is belief in Allah and the messengers, the angels and the final day and the holy scriptures. To believe in destiny that good and bad will come from him and the resurrection. There is no God but Allah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhiri wal qadri khairihi wa sharrihi min Allah wal ba'thi ba'da al mawt. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah.
MashaAllah, what a beautiful nasheed. Amantu billah. I'm going to give each one of you, so we didn't get a CD, a nizam, our CD, compliments of the Radio Islam team. Okay. MashaAllah, what a fantastic nasheed indeed. May Allah accept your voice further for the service of His deen. And may He let the word of His nasheed also be implemented in our lives. This is a Nizam Hour, coming to you live from our studios here in Overport. The Radio Islam team has been in Durban since this morning, 8 a.m., and have been broadcasting from the studios. Yesterday, alhamdulillah, our ulama from Radio Islam International had programs in various masjids in the Durban area. And inshallah, our team will be here till tomorrow before we head back to Johannesburg. So yes, alhamdulillah, fantastic time indeed here in KwaZulu-Natal, Durban, and we are really enjoying the atmosphere. The time is exactly 56 minutes past the hour of tomorrow. Pirli, do we have to go for any ad breaks? No, we are valuing this trip to Durban so much, we're even cutting out our ad breaks. Normally the engineer hits me by the neck and saying, you better take an ad break, because you know, once you get involved in the program, you even forget to go for your ad breaks. But I see here we even cut out the ad break just for our listeners of KwaZulu Natal. Next up, we have a student of Orient Islamic School who will be reciting a portion of Quran, and his name is Muhammad Hafiz Iman. Muhammad Hafiz, are you here? Here you are. Which surahs will you be reciting for us?
Surah Yasin.
Surah Yasin, the whole of Surah Yasin?
No.
No, how much?
The first ruku.
The first ruku. Okay, Bismillah, you may begin.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ياسين والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم تنزيل العزيز الرحيم لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون إنا جعلنا في أعناقهم أغلالا فهي إلى الأذقان فهم مقمحون وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون وسواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب فبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, Muhammad Hafiz, what a beautiful recitation of Quran. And did you learn this ruku by yourself or did somebody teach it to you?
Teached it to me. Somebody teached it to
MashaAllah,
me.
MashaAllah, who taught it to you?
Appa Shamru.
MashaAllah, this is in school or in madrasa?
School.
In school, MashaAllah. And are you also doing hifz?
No.
No. InshaAllah, may Allah make you a good hafiz one day, inshaAllah. And where did you get such a smart kurta from?
I do fan.
I like your kurta a lot. Is it a BMW kurta?
Yeah.
I see there's the M colors on it. MashaAllah, are you going to get a BMW car now also? InshaAllah. Which is your favorite car? Which car you like the most?
A Ferrari.
A Ferrari? How did you say a BMW?
No.
What color Ferrari you like?
A red one.
A red Ferrari. And which one do you like? The Italia or the California? Which Ferrari? Or any Ferrari, as long as it's a Ferrari.
Any Ferrari.
Any Ferrari. So one day when you have a Ferrari, will you take me for a drive in it?
Yeah.
Or you let me drive it?
No.
No, why? You don't think I'm a good driver?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jazakallah Muhammad Hafiz for that wonderful recitation of Quran. I think we need another riddle. What do you guys think?
Yes.
But I think that last riddle finish you up so much, you must be all very tired.
No.
You want another riddle?
Yes.
Or you're going to ask us a riddle?
Yes.
You're going to ask me a riddle? Okay, this girl says she's going to ask me a riddle. Let her come forward towards the mic. Assalamu alaikum. And what's your name? Okay, I think we're just having a little problem with that mic. I'm sorry, I'm gonna ask you to come over to this mic on my right hand side. I'm so sorry about that. Right. I don't think our listeners got your name. What's your name?
Tasneem.
Tasneem. Tasneem, are you gonna ask us a difficult riddle?
It's not that difficult.
How difficult it is?
Medium.
Like maths difficult? Or like Afrikaans difficult? Or like PE difficult?
I don't know.
Okay, what's the riddle?
Humaira knows it.
Humaira knows the riddle.
Yeah.
Oh, so you don't know the riddle.
I know it too.
But she knows the answer.
Yeah.
Humaira, where's Humaira? Humaira, so you can't answer this riddle, right? Because you know the answer already.
Okay,
what's the riddle?
What follows you and never leaves you alone?
What follows you and never leaves you alone? Must I answer it or do you want one of them to answer?
I
must answer it. Ooh, this is such a difficult one.
You answer it.
I must answer it.
Yes.
What follows you and never leaves you alone? I need to give me some time. I must answer it now.
Answer it now.
How? Is it your shadow?
Yes.
Oh, I got it right. Now, are you going to give me a chocolate also?
I don't have
one. Oh, mashallah, I got it correct. Your shadow follows you but never leaves you. But at night time it leaves you, isn't it?
Yeah.
No. Doesn't leave you?
No, and when if there's a light on, then...
Oh, then it, yes, you're right. Okay, well, lucky I got that one correct, okay? Otherwise, you'd all laugh at me if I didn't get that one right. So now I can ask you a little, okay?
Yeah.
Are you all ready?
Yeah.
Okay. What is so delicate that when you say its name, it's broken? Delicate is something that breaks very easily. So, what is so delicate? If you just say its name, it's broken. Moana said he knows the answer. Jimulana.
I want the chocolate.
You want the chocolate. Moana apparently says he wants the chocolate.
Don't give him.
I mustn't give him. Why you want the chocolate?
Yes.
Moana,
yes.
Said I mustn't give you the chocolate.
But I know the answer.
You know the answer. But let me just say, if you say the answer without the mic, I won't hear it, eh? Let's see, this little girl here on my left inside, the second girl on my left. Assalamu alaikum. We have a problem with that mic over there. I'm just ask Moana apparently if he can switch that mic on. Okay, the mic is on.
She's here.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
And what's your name?
Maryam.
Maryam. And Maryam, do you have the answer for us?
Yes.
What is so delicate that when you say its name, it's broken?
I think it's a jelly baby.
A jelly baby. Oh, jelly babies are very... You talk about the jelly babies you put in water?
Yeah.
Oh, and then they grow up and then they get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Do you collect them also?
Yeah.
How many do you have?
I don't know.
I used to also collect them. I had a big vase of all of them. And then eventually my mommy got tired of it and I think she threw it away.
Yeah.
But now my sister's collecting them and she got a big vase of it also. But no, unfortunately that's not the correct answer. Let's ask this boy here in front. Yusuf, do you have the answer for us?
Yes, it's a mountain.
A mountain. No, unfortunately the incorrect answer. This little girl on my left inside. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And do you have the answer for us?
Yes.
What is the answer?
Silence.
Is that the correct answer?
Yes.
If you say the word silence, then the silence is broken, am I right?
Yes,
mashallah, we're going to give this girl a Nizam Awa Bear compliment of Radio Islam. Mashallah, that is the correct answer. Silence is so delicate. If you say its name, it's broken. But I think if you say the word silence in the studio of Radio Islam, silence won't be broken because outside they can't hear us. That's how soundproof our room is. Right, Brother Tufail? Brother Tufail, do you want to join us on the Nizam Awa? I know you always wanted to be on, so now's your chance. Mashallah. Next up from Orient Islamic School, we have a poem on good manners. A poem on good manners. Who's going to be doing this poem for us? Both of all three of you. Okay, what's your name?
Nasiha.
Nasiha. And what's your friend's name?
Hafiz.
Hafiz. And are all three of you going to be doing the poem? Okay, Bismillah, you both can begin.
We say Jazakallah, we say peace. We don't interrupt or tease. We don't argue, we don't fuss. We listen when people talk to us. We share toys and take our turn. Good manners are too hard to learn. It's very easy when you find good manners means just be kind.
MashaAllah, what a beautiful nasheed on good manners. So can you give me some ideas on how I can have good manners? What should I do?
You must say please.
Say please. And after somebody does something for you, what should you say?
Jazakallah.
Jazakallah. Did you all hear that? So whenever anyone does anything for us, then we should always say Jazakallah, whether it's our mummies, our daddies, or even one of our friends in school, if they help us with some of our school work, or they do anything for us, then we should always say Jazakallah. And who knows, what does Jazakallah mean? Gee, Yusuf.
It means thank you.
But you see, Jazakallah in Arabic, so in English, what's the real translation of Jazakallah?
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Peace be
upon you. No, anyone else knows what this Jazakallah means? This boy over here.
May Allah bless you.
May Allah bless you. Yes, to an extent it is correct. But another, anyone else has another meaning for it? We have Muhammad Hafizia.
May Allah reward you.
May Allah reward you. Yes, mashallah, that is the correct answer. Jazakallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. These are words which have much benefit compared to saying thank you. Thank you really doesn't have any depth or any meaning. But when you tell a person Jazakallah, it's a dua you are making for them. That may Allah reward you. And inshallah, may Allah reward all of you for coming here today. Next up from Orient Islamic School, we have Iman. It's Iman over here. Okay. Assalamu alaikum. How are you keeping today, Iman?
Alhamdulillah.
And how old are you?
7.
7 years old. And what grade are you in?
1.
And do you like school?
Okay.
What's your favorite time in school?
When it's English.
English time? Oh, you like English a lot. What do you do in English? Comprehensions or poems?
Poems.
Poems. What do you like most in English? The poems or the comprehensions?
The poems.
The poems.
Okay.
So do you know any poems of by heart that you learnt in school?
No.
No? Okay, what did you be doing for us today?
Surah Fatiha.
Bismillah, you can start reciting.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta 'alayhim. غير المقدوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
Everybody say Masha Allah.
Masha Allah.
Jazakallah for the wonderful recitation of Quran, Iman. And yeah, you can take a CD, a Nizam Hour CD for yourself. You already have one.
Yes.
So do you want a chocolate?
Yes.
You eat chocolates?
Yes.
Doesn't make your teeth rotten?
No.
My dentist was shouting me. He says I have too many chocolates. That's why my teeth were getting rotten.
Jazakallah.
Ameen, Jazakallah. And speaking about school, alhamdulillah, I just got a fantastic surprise. My primary school principal, alhamdulillah, just walked in to the Radio Islam Studios, Mr. Akuji. Mr. Akuji, bless us to show presence a few moments on air. You can share some words with us, inshallah. Some words of wisdom. Mr. Farooq Akuji was actually our principal in the Najah Muslim School. And throughout my primary school career, he had been there. And alhamdulillah, it was really a blessing. And I think maybe after we left, then Ms. Akhuji also left. Jazakallah so much, Ms. Akhuji, for joining us. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. How are you? Welcome to our shows in Natal and KZN. We wish Radio Islam everything of the best. May you move from strength to strength. Alhamdulillah. And convey the message of Deen throughout. So nice to see you, yeah? And the children are so excited. Alhamdulillah. We need to tell the children first and foremost, when you smile, the whole world smiles with you. Be happy, don't worry, be happy. And remember, the greatest gift you can have is the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is none worthy of worship besides Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our messenger and prophet. That is the key to your Jannah. And respect your parents, right? Respect them, love them, hug them. Tell mommy, I love you, I love you, I love you, every day, right? Obedience is the best teacher you can ever have. Obedience to your parents, obedience to Allah is your strength, right? And make your namazes regularly, mashallah. Jazakallah for the few moments. Shukran.
Jazakallah so much to Ms. Akhuji. I hope you're missing us as much as we are missing you.
Yes, I do. Alhamdulillah. Thanks for coming through. I wish you people everything of the best. And let's hope these flowers from the gardens of Jannah, these little beautiful flowers, grow to be magnificent students and Muslim leaders.
Inshallah.
Amen.
Jazakallah so much, Ms. Akhuji. Jazakallah for your words of wisdom as well. I can even remember when I was in grade 4, then Ms. Akhuji walked into our class and done a very simple illustration, but with a very deep message. You know, Ms. Akhuji drew this rectangle on the board with lines in between and asking us how many squares can we see. and everyone gave their own answer. Then Mr. Akhi started highlighting how many more squares there are than actually that we had actually counted, telling us to always look outside the box, look at life from different ways, different angles, and life is more to offer you. So we were very young in grade 4, but there's just one lesson that I always did remember, and I like that there are many other words of wisdom that Mr. Akhi did share with us, and Jazakallah for that as well.
Jazakallah, you're welcome. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was my primary school principal in the Indonesia Muslim school from grade 1 to grade 7. Alhamdulillah, Mr. Akhuji had spent a lot of time in as principal in the Indonesia Muslim school. Brother Ijaz Khan walks into the studio and it's a bit late for what I actually did call him for. But nevertheless, maybe it was the traffic, Brother Ijaz Khan.
Yeah, there's lots of traffic.
Why are the traffic reporters here not as efficient as the ones in Joburg?
I think they're more chilled out here.
They're more chilled.
They're all trying to find out what happened to Key.
Because there's no traffic in Durban, I think. Did you find Keegan?
I found his friend on Sparks Road. And I told you what happened. You know what happened.
I saw your Instagram video. No, but I didn't know what. No, I didn't know what happened.
He wanted to come to the Radio Islam studios, and his friend didn't want to give him a lift, and that's how the fight started.
So you mean the whole fight was just because of Radio Islam?
Yeah, imagine that. But on a serious note, I just wanted to come in here to thank all of the young kids. Every week, whether I'm going to buy food or whatever, I'll always hear a kid saying, I want to listen to the Lychee song. And I'll, you know, almost every week, one of the parodies come up as a request. So I just want to, you know, maybe the kids would wonder, who's this uncle who sings the Lychee song? But I don't see any Lychees here, so... You guys have to go
and
get for me Lychees?
Did any of you hear the Nizam, I'm listening for a Lychees? Yeah. Yes. So... In December.
Oh, it's December is when.
So this is the uncle who wrote and sang those nizams. The I'm listening for a Lychee song. Must you sing it for us?
No.
Durban has spoken. Don't disappoint the hearts of our young ones. They've taken the time, the effort of visiting us here at the Radio Islam Studios International. And now they've made a request. Look at their faces. You cannot.
I came into the studio with the prerequisite was that I can't sing live. I get scared. I get nervous.
Okay,
when you have to say a speech and you get nervous, we'll
close our eyes. We all make parda. We'll close our eyes. We won't get you.
I forgot the words.
Oh, no, but we'll help you. We'll write it down.
Okay, write it down. Then I'll sing it.
And you'll sing it.
For 30 seconds.
30 seconds, okay, there we have a clock. But the clock doesn't show seconds, so at least make it a minute.
Hey, now you're putting on the spot here, so I'm getting nervous, seriously. I get, you know, I can't breathe. I got ADHD. You know what's ADHD? Yeah, I have that as well. So, I don't know. Okay, give me some time.
Some time, okay. Okay, about 30 seconds? 15 seconds. 14, 13, 12,
11. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16,
17, 18, 19, 20. Okay, count to 300 then. Till 300. Rani, I actually wanted you to listen to a rapping of one of our...
I missed him. We were in a meeting.
How is he? Is he still here? Oh, no, he's not. He just left. But it was on the Jumma song.
What's his name?
Inshallah, we'll ask our engineers to check through the recordings and if they can cut out that snippet and we play it for you. I'm sure you would have really enjoyed that. But since he's not here, I mean, you can still sing for us.
No, I was going to get away with it.
Not so easy. This is the Nizamah. We don't let you go so easy.
And I knew I shouldn't have come in here. Okay, I don't know.
A lot of the times when you hear these famous personalities, they always say that how they discovered their talent was impromptu, you know. They were just dared to do something and then it ended up being a huge success. So maybe a couple of years from now you'll be a huge, but you already have a huge fan base, but I mean even huger fan base, and you'll be having concerts around the world and it'll be thanks to the Nizam Hour in Overport.
That's the beauty of radio. Usually you're behind the scenes, no one sees you doing this.
Ikhlas.
Yeah, you say. Yeah, ikhlas, that's it. And but now it's different today because everyone's watching, so I don't know, man. Okay, everyone has to close their eyes.
Okay, everyone close their eyes, but it does get shy.
Okay, this is the
palace. We're playing hide and seek. I'm not singing, we're playing hide and seek.
No.
Who's hiding, who's seeking?
I'm hiding.
You're hiding.
How's it,
Okay, maybe if we give him some time, you know, he has to have some water, drink some water, relax a bit, sit down.
Maybe I'll come back, yeah.
Yeah, get the tension a bit down.
I could learn the words again.
We'll learn the words.
It was in 2011 or 2012 when we sang that song. So.
It's a long time. You're 4 years older now. You've already got three more grey hairs in Zen.
Okay, guys, I'm going to go learn the words quickly and then I'm going to come, okay?
We'll be waiting for you, eh? We have till 8 o'clock tonight.
Oh, no.
So we'll be waiting.
Alright.
That was Reggie Islam International's brother Ijaz Khan, master and king of our parodies. You can check out his podcast section on our website, radioislam.co.za. And if you haven't heard his parodies, then most definitely you didn't need to do that. My favorite parody of his is the chocolate one. I think it starts like, I want chocolate, yes, I want Ferrero, and some Bawan, that same one. Father Ijaz Khan and his parodies. So please do check out his link on the Radio Islam website, radioislam.co.za. Giving thanks to Allah, a nasheed by the learners of Orient Islamic School. This is a group nasheed as well. So we're going to ask the three participants who will be singing this nasheed to come forward to the mic. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And what are your names?
Nashwan Khan.
Nashwan.
Nurhan. Juwairia.
Nashwan, Juwairia, and Nurhan. And what grade are you guys in?
2.1.
2.1, version 2.1.
Yes.
And then after the software update 2.2.
Yeah.
Okay, Bismillah, you can start singing your nazam.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman, don't give it to shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafur, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsinin, Yughali Guna, Huradi Guna, Wahuwa Ala Kulli Shayin Qadir. Allah is Ghafur, Allah is Rahim, Allah is the one who loves the Muhsinin. He is the creator, He is the sustainer, and He is the one who has power over all. Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman, don't give it to shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafur, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsinin, Huradi Guna, Huradi Guna, Wahuwa Ala Kulli Shayin Qadir. Jazakallah.
Masha Allah, Jazakallah for that wonderful nasheed. And where did you learn that nasheed from? And Jalsa also, did you, four of you sing it there as well?
Yes.
Your whole class sang it?
Yes.
And how long did it take you to learn it?
Not so long.
Not so long.
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
No.
1 week. 1 week. And did you all get CDs, the Nizam Hour CDs?
Yes.
Okay, if you didn't get one, you can take one, okay? Jazakallah and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. Next up, we have Laika, and she will be delivering a speech for us. So, I do not know what the speech is on, but inshallah, she will tell us what the speech is on. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Laika.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And what is the topic of your speech?
How does peer pressure impact on the youth?
How does peer pressure impact on the youth? Okay, Bismillah, you may begin.
We have all heard the statements along the lines of, she was a lovely girl but fell in with the wrong crowd, or he wouldn't have done something like that by himself. He is just too easily led by those friends he hangs around with. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am Laika Shabli, and today I'll be enlightening you on how does peer pressure impact on the youth. Peer pressure is one of those things often associated with adolescence. If you have to think of common issues encountered by teenagers, peer pressure comes right alongside the usual suspects: acne, hormones, first love, and pop music. Peer pressure is often used as the reason or excuse for why good kids do nonsensical things. Even though we have known about peer pressure for generations, it seems we are still learning exactly why it's so powerful during the adolescence period than opposed to during other periods of life. As with many recent advances in understanding adolescent development, it appears that teenage susceptibility to peer pressure is related to their brain development. Researcher Dr. Lauren Steinberg states, "We think we've uncovered one very plausible explanation for why adolescents do a lot of nonsensical things with their friends that they wouldn't do when they're by themselves. The presence of peers activated the reward circuitry in the brain of adolescents that it didn't do in the case of adults," Dr. Steinberg said. "This is because the part of the brain involved in the reward processing is also involved in the processing of social information, explaining why peers may have such a pronounced effect on decision-making. The effect is believed to be especially strong in teenagers because brain changes shortly after puberty appear to make young people more attentive and aware of what others are thinking about them. Traditionally, peer pressure has been associated with young people being coerced by verbal or physical influence from their friends. However, this research suggests that teenagers are more susceptible to peer pressure just knowing that their friends are observing them. The desire for young people to fit in and impress their peers is very powerful. Teenagers are also very conscious of others watching and evaluating them all the time. It is the combination of these two things that influence the teenage behavior when they are in the public space. Teenagers have a healthy self-esteem, strong relationship with parents, and reasonable levels of self-confidence is less likely to be negatively affected by peer pressure. However, adults should be very careful of underestimating the influence groups can have on individual teenagers' behavior. No matter how sensible the teenager, when placed in a group situation, the risk of poor decision-making and increased risk-taking will increase. Jazakallah.
Jazakallah so much, Laika, for that wonderful speech. And yes, very important points were highlighted there regarding the company we keep. And this brings us back to a point where success in a person's life will be found in the deen of Allah. And we see the teachings of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that choose your friends well, choose your company well. And how 1,400 years later, modern research and studies have shown that a person's company has a great impact, a significant impact in a person's own behavior. So we see again that more every day studies will prove that the way and lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a lifestyle which will most definitely let a person attain success in this world, not only in the hereafter. Last on the list from we have a nasheed, and this nasheed is by young Safiya. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Safiya. And how old are you, Safiya?
I'm 6 years old.
6 years old.
7 years old.
7 years old. You forgot it was your birthday. And what grade are you in?
I'm grade one.
Grade one. And which school do you go to?
Hartley Road.
Hartley Road. And do you like school?
Yes.
MashaAllah. What's your favorite time in school? Home time.
No. When it's madrasa time.
Madrasa. Do you have madrasa in school?
Yeah.
MashaAllah, that's very nice. You enjoy madrasa more than you enjoy school?
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, so what are you going to be doing for us today?
Bulalo Medina.
Bulalo Medina. I think this is the first time I hear hearing this nizam. Okay, Bismillah, you can start singing for us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Bulalo Medina, mujhe mere maula, main jaaun main dekhu Muhammad ka roza. Bulalo Medina, mujhe mere maula,
میں جاؤں میں دیکھوں محمد کا روزہ وہ دن کاتی برسوں سے آ کے ترستی جو ہو جائے جلوہ رہے گی برستی وہ دن کاتی برسوں سے آ کے ترستی جو ہو جائے جلوہ رہے گی برستی رہے گی برستی جو ہو جائے جلوہ تو دکھ جائے نظرے تو آ جائے دل کو سکو کا کرینا بلا لو مدینہ مجھے میرے مولا میں جاؤں میں دیکھوں محمد کا روزہ سنا ہے کہ پہلی نظر جو پڑے تو ہوتی ہے پوری دعا کوئی کرے تو سنا ہے کہ پہلی نظر جو پڑے تو ہوتی ہے پوری دعا کوئی کرے تو دعا کوئی کرے تو مل جائے موقع تو جلدی سے جاؤ میرا نبی سورا بستا جہاں ہے بلا لو مدینہ مجھے میرے مولا میں جاؤں میں دیکھوں محمد کا روزہ نصیبوں میں دکھتوں میرے وہ فضا ہے کسی طور پہنچوں لوں میں بڑا ہے نصیبوں میں دکھتوں میرے وہ فضا ہے کسی طور پہنچوں لوں میں بلا ہے لوں میں بلا ہے جو دیکھوں میں لوں آنسو بھی میرے نکلے کہ آنکھوں میں جیسی جمکتا نگینا بلا لو مدینہ مجھے میرے مولا میں جاؤں میں دیکھوں محمد کا روزہ جزاک اللہ
MashaAllah, Safiya. And how long did it take you to learn that nazam?
How long it take me?
She, how long did it take you?
I don't know.
Did you not find it difficult to learn the Urdu words?
No.
I find it very difficult to memorize Urdu words. MashaAllah, Safiya, Jazakallah for that wonderful message.
I want to send a message to my Kala and my daddy.
Your Kala? And your, okay, you're going to charge you 20 rand for the message, okay? No, I'm just joking. Okay, Safiya, you can send a message. What message do you want to send to them?
I want to send Assalamualaikum to my Kala and my father at home.
To your Kala and your father at home. Okay, inshallah, we're going to give you a CD for yourself. And then you can have a CD for your father and a CD for your Kala as well, okay? So you're going to give them a CD, okay? Okay, and we're going to give a CD and a chocolate to Laika as well, who gave us a speech before Safiya rendered her nasheed, jazakallah to her as well. That was our Nizam, our fans of the Durban region. Alhamdulillah, fantastic outcome here at the studio. Fantastic and vibrant electrical atmosphere we did have indeed. Brother Ijaz Khan is really back in action. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to the Nizam Hour. What's your name?
I'm here for the chocolate and the CDs.
You're for the chocolate and the CDs?
Yeah. Before I sing one word.
Are you not worried about your figure?
No, I'll run. I'll go for a run on the beach or swim.
A run on the beach or swim?
Yeah.
So, Brother Ijaz Khan, as we ask the rest of our participants, you know, what's your favorite hobby?
I've got lots of hobbies. Playing soccer, it doesn't count as a hobby, right?
Profession.
Profession?
Is it a profession, playing soccer? It's your profession.
No, I wish. Yeah. They earn lots of money, but...
No, I'm seeing the way some of the Liverpool guys go on about soccer as though it is their profession, you know? Like.
Yeah, we know the players. They know us.
Oh, they
know. I'm just kidding. Listen, right, you know, usually with a parody is a play on words on an original song. Right. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a parody of a parody. So basically using the tune of the Listening for Leeches, I thought, let's give it a new spin, you know.
Right.
It's been going for how many years now? 4 years or so. And, okay. Let's see.
So this is a parody of a parody.
Yeah. So
and you just wrote it now.
Yeah, no, it's just going to be, I'm just going to give...
Sajara.
I'm just going to give, like...
We have to do a draw just now.
Okay. They're going to do the draw, so I can't even sing the whole thing. I'll give this one line of the Nasheed, right? Go for it. Shall I go for it?
Are you ready?
Where's my CD and where's my chocolate first?
It depends how good the parody is.
No.
If it's very good, maybe we'll enter you into the draw, which you're going to do for the tablets.
You know what? Because...
When I say tablets, not tablets.
Yeah, panados and...
Yeah, not good. No. Not desperate and panados, but like real tablets.
Actual ones.
Yeah, the real addictive ones.
What's a sheep without legs?
A sheep without legs?
Mm.
Mutton curry.
A cloud.
Which is the oldest animal around?
Crocodile.
Zebra.
Why?
Still in black and white.
We must have one of those. You heard of the stare contest?
The stare contest.
Yeah.
Right?
Basically, you two guys stand across each other,
mm-hmm.
and they are given, or they should choose, like this type of cheesy jokes that we've just shared now. And you mustn't laugh.
Okay.
Like when I said the sheep joke, you laughed.
Right.
And you said your one, I laughed. Now that's the thing. You mustn't do that. You must try not to laugh. And it's hysterical. We'll do that one day.
I think so. We can do it now. I'll continue.
Okay, but you have to say the jokes.
No, I don't have any jokes.
All right, but listen. Before they do the draw, let's do this quickly. I'm just going to give one line of it, or two lines of it, right?
All right.
I'm going to try. I don't ever sing live. You know, you've been... Whenever I listen.
But I got you once to sing live.
You did, yes.
In, what?
Brits.
even Mwana Habib Baba remembers that.
Sure.
We even got Mwana Habib Baba to sing a Nizam for us.
Yeah.
It wasn't a very, melodious Nizam. But she could have done the job. I mean, and I have a video of that.
It's got the most hits.
The most hits. I haven't posted it. I think, let me see after I post it how many hits I get. I even remember it was done in Masjid Kibriya, Ladysmith. Rihla 2015.
Okay, I'm going to try. Before I lose my pluck here in confidence,
please begin.
All right.
Let's go.
Bismillah. Okay, so this is I'm Listening for Leeches. My Habib pulled out the camera, so then I'm going to get extra nervous now. All right, mosquito out of the way. Okay, so this is I'm Listening for Leeches remix, right? So here goes. My auntie came from Durban, and when she walked in, the only question I asked her is, what happened to Keegan? What happened to Keegan? What happened to Keegan? What happened to Keegan? What happened to Keegan?
There we go. But you can't leave us there. You cannot leave us there. This is like giving a child a sweet, and just before he takes it, you pull it away. You can't do that.
But that's all I wrote for now. That's all she wrote.
We're going to give you another 15 minutes, eh?
Let me try and write
Okay, listen. Let's finish it together. What happened to Keegan? Let's carry on. He went to Sparks Road and ran out of Sparks, something like that. Come, carry on.
You have to write it down, Mahabib.
No, leave it. Let's be spontaneous.
Yeah, Habibi. We need to write this down.
Okay, come. You follow my lines and then you can complete it.
Okay, come.
You start it again and I'll follow it.
All right. My auntie came from Durban, and when she walked in, the only question I asked her is, what happened to Keegan? What happened to Keegan? What happened to Keegan? What happened to Keegan? What happened to Keegan?
Let go.
He took the leeches and went to P.E. That is Keegan.
I don't know. Carry on, let's see.
Maybe he... Before he got dollared, he went to his auntie. No, you know what? Let's write it down and it will be more cooler, man.
Don't laugh, son. Subhanallah.
Alright, so we're going to go work out what happened to Keegan for now. But thanks for, once again, Saad, you caught me again. And usually I've been dodging for years when you've been asking.
And this time I got a new rhythm from Imagine.
Remix.
So the pressure is good. Just can embrace it. Don't run from it.
Yeah, maybe I should.
But I want credits. One day when you release the CD, I want some credits.
Alright, let's see. I'll sign you up as my manager. Okay, cool. So I'll be back later with the full version, baby.
That was Radio Islam International's brother Ijaz Khan with a brand new Hafa parody. Mashallah to him for his creative mind. And he gave us some very insightful facts as well. I mean, what do you call, or what is a sheep without legs? Mahabib, did you hear that one? What is a sheep without legs?
Cloud.
Oh, because you heard it, that's why.
Yes, I was there when he said it.
A sheep without legs is a cloud. You are listening to Radio Islam International. The Radio Islam team is broadcasting live from our studios in Overport, Durban, KwaZulu-Natal. Today was the official launch of the Radio Islam International studios. Our team have been broadcasting since this morning, 8 a.m. And we've had a fantastic broadcast indeed. My engineer indicates to me that we have 3 ad breaks that we need to take. So inshallah we're going to go for the ad break.
Yeah, we're going to keep the people in suspense. We'll go for the ad breaks while I mix up all these papers.
Ibrahim, I saw you took out some papers from your car and you put it in this box and the other people you threw it away. What was it?
Don't say that on air.
Was it for air?
It's not for air then.
Oh, okay.
So inshallah we'll be giving away a tablet.
A banana or this one?
Anyone you can think of. Grandpa also. So this morning we had lots and lots of people who came in to view the studios and to meet the presenters and also the other people who are affiliated to the radio. And we asked them to fill in the forms, and one lucky winner today inshallah will walk away with the tablet. And you can see Mullah Ibrahim Daya shuffling and rearranging all these forms there, mashallah.
You know, the Indian aunties, you know, before Ramadan, I don't know what they do with the mints and the samosas, and they mix the mints with their hands. I don't know what they call it. I'm not being in the kitchen, is that my thing, you know? But it just looks like you're preparing all those savouries.
Yes.
You are listening to Radio Islam International. We're going to be going for our air break. When we return, we will be telling you who will be winning all the disciplines, all the panados, and all the other tablets. Radio Islam International, making waves in KZN. We are honored to have you surfing the waves, surfing the airways of Radio Islam International with us. And studio packed with our judges for the tablet competition. And I see Moana Daya was having a bit of a problem finding the tablets. And he also, because he was looking for it in the pharmacy. And we're like, Moana, wrong place. But nevertheless, we are making the tablet draw very exciting. And I just hope it's not rigged. So yes, Moana Habib Baba did just check through the papers to make sure that each page does not have Moana Ibrahim Daya's name on it. And we have one of Radio Islam's initial pillars, Moana Yaqub, who will be assisting us with the draw, and we welcome him to the studio as well.
Before we start the draw, let's speak to Mulana Yaqub. Mulana Yaqub, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Now, he is part of the furniture. This will bring nostalgia to many listeners who were listening to Radio Islam in the 1990s when Mulana was broadcasting from the 3-bedroom home right next door where Cuckoo Avenue is.
What is it, like a dial-up radio those days?
Yeah, you have to.
Operator radio.
Operator. And then there was only one PC beside.
Leaf, you know?
Everybody
1548.
People used to stand in a queue at the radio to use the PC.
Subhanallah.
Yeah, there was only one PC for production, and that, so they used to wait in a queue.
Right.
I'll show you one day when you come to the radio, the archives and the pictures and some of the memories of the old building. But anyways, Mullah Yaqub, it's a pleasure having you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing, Mulana?
Alhamdulillah, shukr to Allah. Keeping well.
MashaAllah.
A lot of excitement in the studio and at the radio station, yeah.
MashaAllah. Take us back 1990s.
That was years ago, huh? Yes, definitely it brings back lots of memories with Mulana Ibrahim Pir Ali. With Mulana Kara. Mulana Kara is not here. I haven't seen
him. Mulana Pir Ali has got Khilafat now.
Oh, okay. He got Khilafat from whom, Mulana?
No, we're keeping that confidential.
Okay, so Alhamdulillah, it was quite good at that time. Now when you look into the studio, there's much more less than what was at that time. You know, now you've got computers and you've got a lot of technology that's doing all the work for what we should do at that time. I don't know if the presenters know, at that time we had two, we should play the adverts via the cassette player. And we should put one in after the other and cue them up and so forth. So it was quite exciting at that time. But I think now the challenges are different currently.
Mm. Wonderful stuff, Manala. Maybe some word of advice from your side before we let you go.
What advice can I give when you've got people like yourself here, Manala? The only thing we can say is we are quite excited to have Radio Islam here in KZN. I think it was a long wait and many people were asking a lot. When are we coming into KZN? Alhamdulillah, now we've got the launch going. And definitely we're going to be stay tuned onto Radio Islam on our satellite radios. And inshallah, let's see. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala make it easy and let it grow from strength to strength.
JazakAllah khair, Mawlana. Much appreciated. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, now we are going to cross over to Mawlana Ibrahim Daya, who is going to be facilitating the draw. And inshallah, we've got six judges here in the studio, and each one will be choosing one. So Mawlana, it will work like this. Mawlana Ibrahim Daya will first shuffle, and then the one child will pick up, and shuffle again, and the second one will pick up, and shuffle again in the third one, and we'll get, continue until we get to the sixth person. Let's start, Mawlana Ibrahim. Let's see, who do we have here first? What's your name?
Ziad.
Okay, Ziad, the first judge. We want you to choose one from here. Pick one. Anyone. Abracadabra, close your eyes or something.
So the papers are all folded. We cannot see the name on the page. Okay. So okay, we have one paper out of the box.
All right, now there, let's create the excitement. Who's in? Who's
the first name? This is not a winner. This is just one of the six finalists for the tablet competition. And the first finalist.
Who do we have first?
Yes, the first name that we have here is Amina Gua.
Okay, Sister Amina, you could be one of the winners. You could be. Just stay tuned to Radio Islam International.
And Ibrahim Daya is shuffling it again. It looks like he's busy with like a pot of mints, you know?
Yeah.
Like Ramadan and the aunties and the
savouries. Even Saad is so excited. He's standing out of his seat there. Inshallah, let's see. Number two, mashallah, who do we have?
You can take from anywhere, in the bottom,
anywhere,
the middle,
anywhere.
The
you
side.
Can dig deep. There's so many forms here and so many entries. Anyone, mashallah.
The second finalist is
Mataya, who do we have there?
Salma Magda.
Salma Magda.
Okay, so we've got Amina Gua and then we've got Salma Magda. Four to go. Let's go with the third one now, mashallah. Let's see. Choose. What's your name? Amara Khan, let's see, dig deep. We want you to dig deep and choose one. Close your eyes or do something. They're reading something at these children. They're reading Allah, 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 you know, something like that. I don't know what they.
She looked as though she knew which one she was choosing.
Imran Musa.
Oh, Imran Musa, mashallah. Imran Musa, the third participant that could.
Let me see the number.
Yeah, no, you can't see the number now.
No.
You can't see it now. Okay, Mara Daya, you're going to fold it again in a special way so they can't check anything, you know. Right, let's go with the fourth one now.
Young
Humaira. Let's see, choose one, mashallah. One lucky winner will walk away with a tablet here. Hmm, Malataya, open it, Malataya, conche.
And the fourth finalist, it's Salim Qasim.
Salim Qasim. So two females and two males in the lucky six, mashallah.
So we have.
Okay, two females and two males. Let's go. Number five, who do we have here? What's your name? Huh? Mariam. Okay, Mariam, we want you to choose. Manataya is reshuffling all those entries there, mashallah. Let's see. Okay, Mariam, choose one. Make bismillah and choose one. They're reading these children, they're not wasting time. There's no such thing as free lunch here. There is for Uncle Soli there.
Bilal Moya Lundu.
Bilal Moya Lundu. Oh, mashallah. This is the third male.
Yeah.
And the fifth entry that took. This could be one of the winners there, mashallah. Let's go. You just have to choose, my darling. Come. Choose one. He's the last one. Mashallah, he's going to choose one. Let's see. Who do we have there? One more. Mashallah. Abisad, who do we have there? Open it there. You're a buzruf, man.
The
open
sixth
it.
One. It's Muhammad Saad. Wow.
No, I can't be disqualified.
The sixth finalist is Munira Kader.
Also, three ladies and three
Munira
men.
Munira Kader is the sixth finalist.
Munira Kader, mashallah. So we've got three ladies and three men. One of them, inshallah, will walk away with a tablet from Radio Islam International. And inshallah, we will know shortly. We're going to go for a quick break. Keep the suspense going. And when we return, inshallah, we'll continue. And we will announce just before 4 o'clock, inshallah. The excitement is growing, Hafiz Saad. And part of our studio launch, we are giving away a tablet today, mashallah. We've got 6 entries that we have selected. We're then going to select 3 from there. And then from the 3, 1 will be the lucky winner. So it's 3-1, inshallah. Now, Muladaya, inshallah, is going to place the entries in here. And he's going to shuffle it.
So we've got a smaller box now.
Smaller box.
And there are only 6 entries in there. And we're going to ask this little boy to select 1 entry.
One. Select one.
So from the 6 finalists, we are breaking it down to 3 finalists. And therefrom, we will take 1 winner. So the first finalist out of the 3...
Maladaya, who is this?
Amina Goa.
Amina Goa. This lady is really lucky, mashallah. Amina Goa, I hope you are listening. Give us a call. Let's see. We're going with a second selection now. And let's see who we have, inshallah. Okay, we narrowed it down to 6. And from 6, we are selecting 3. Really, really fascinating. Who do we have, Maladaya?
Bilal Moya.
Bilal Moya. So one female, one male. Amina Goa and Bilal Moya. The last one. Choose the last one.
A four in a row. Let's see this. The third finalist.
Give it to Abisad. Let's see. Abisad, who is he?
The third finalist is
Concha.
Oh, I ended up with the same paper. Munira Kader.
Wow. That is
so. Munira Kader, Amina Goa
and Bilal.
And Bilal.
Alright, from these 3, Muladaya is now going to shuffle them and he's going to fold them in a special manner. In a special way where nobody can pick up what is what. Okay, Muladaya, are you ready?
Shalom, Yaqub is going to do the pick of honor for us and yeah. You'll be picking out one name who will win the tablet.
Let him read it down. Let's see, Muladaya, Yaqub, who is it? Tell us.
Is it Bilal? Is it Amina?
Who could it be?
Is it Munira? Who could it be?
Munira Konche.
Munira Kader.
Munira Kader, mashallah. Sister Munira Kader, we want you to get in touch with us, inshallah. And you are the winner. You are the winner of the tablet that we will be giving away, inshallah. Munadaya will give you more information, Munadaya.
Yes, sir. Mubarak and congratulations to the sister who has won the tablet. And inshallah, we will get in touch with you in the week and we will let you know when you can pick up that tablet here at the Radio Islam KZN office.
Yes, so how it actually works, we will be inshallah giving out one tablet. One more tablet. Okay, that's another competition we'll be running. We'll tell you more about that a little later, inshallah. Abisad, over to you again and inshallah we'll be out. Out of the studio and
without any side, without any tablets.
Without any tablets.
Rana, before we let you go, as you were just bringing some back some nostalgic memories of you rendering in a sheet in Masjid al-Kibriya,
I still can't remember.
What a Mubarak Masjid it had the opportunity of witnessing your voice.
Wow.
Really showcasing your talent there. So before you leave the studio, this is the Nizam Hour segment. We're going to ask you, Rana, nasheed or even a nursery rhyme of your choice.
Okay. Inshallah, next time, right?
Maulana Habib Baba getting off the hook very easily.
MashaAllah, I don't know what to sing, man. I'm still stuck with my son. What's the famous one?
Which one do you sing to me when you put him off to sleep?
Allahu Allah. That's the easiest one.
That's before you start swearing and hitting him and telling him you better keep quiet.
Because there's so much of peace and sakina, they fall off to sleep very quickly.
Very good. Even you bore them so easily, they just fall asleep.
I think Ijaz has completed your request.
Brother Ijaz Khan, back in the studios of Radio Islam International. Every time he comes in, he just brings with him some new excitement, some new ideas. And I'm hoping this time he's extended the length of his parody of a parody.
I have. But give me a few seconds. It's busy. It's on my notepad there.
From Keegan.
Yeah, what happened to Keegan? It's coming up now in the next few seconds. I'm back now.
Jazakallah, Brother Ijaz Khan. He said that his parody of a parody is on his notepad and he'll be sharing it with us. We will be opening up the lines for all of our callers, for all of our listeners out there. You can call in and sing your favorite nasheed on the Nizam Hour, and we will be taking your call from our studios here in Overport. Today was the official launch of the Radio Islam International Studios in Overport. So, inshallah, we'll be opening up the lines. I'm going to ask our engineer to just send me the number which you can on which you can contact us. But inshallah, in the interim, we'll be going for a nasheed break. So we'll be going for a nasheed break, and thereafter, we'll be taking your calls, and you can call in and share your talent with us. Stay tuned. Radio Islam International, making waves in KZN's Durban. And you are listening to the Nizam Hour with myself, Muhammad Sa'ad Jada, and unfortunately, my co-host, Hafiz Yusuf Rawat, was unable to join me. But alhamdulillah, I had fantastic company by the little and young Nizam Hour fans of Durban, and regular visits by Brother Ijaz Khan. You know, on every like 15 minutes interval, he'd pop in. So alhamdulillah, the Nizam Hour has been quite interesting this week. Lines are open on 087-357-8768. Yes, it's a different number, not your usual 1548 number, as we are broadcasting from the Durban studios in Overport, Crescent Towers. If you are from Durban and you'd like to visit us in studio, then please do. I do have 2, 4, 5 young Nizam Hour fans who are sitting with me here in studio and giving me company. So if you are living in Durban and you would like to visit me, visit the Radio Islam studios, and particularly showcase your nasheed or your qiraat or your speech, your poem on the Nizam Hour, then our studio doors are open. So please do visit us. Get into your car now and drive, or if you're living close by, walk to the Crescent Towers in Overport. We are on the second level. And you will never miss it. There are so many banners directing you to the Radio Islam studios. You will definitely not miss it. Or else you can call us on 087-357-8768. That's 087-357-8768. I have tweeted this number on the Radio Islam Twitter handle. You can check it out at Radio Islam. But now coming to a very exciting climax of the program. We love Nizams. We really do enjoy listening to nasheeds. But what really adds spice to our nasheed collections are parodies. And what really adds that proper kachumar to it is a parody of a parody. So Brother Ijaz Khan, working very hard, like overtime here in the studios of Radio Islam International in Durban, has come up with a parody of a parody. A parody of a parody. What is that, you may ask? Well, Brother Ijaz Khan will be showing us what it is. Brother Ijaz Khan, some background, some insight. What inspired you to come up with a parody of a parody? Like, you're making fun of making fun.
Yeah. Basically, with all the kids here, and the youngster that came through earlier, and you know, he sang one of, I think he went with the Jumma song, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, so when you called me in here and caught me again off guard and got me to sing, then I thought, hey man, let's try, and this is like groundbreaking stuff. Yeah, we're taking a parody which is making fun, or not making fun, but using the tune of something else, and then now we making fun of the parody itself. So here goes, you know. And it's I chose this, the wording of this one, because basically everyone's asking what happened to Keegan. So, you know. So yeah, so let's go for it before I get more nervous. Sad. Okay. So it's Listening for Leechy's remix. Here goes. My auntie came from Durban, and when she walked in, the only question I ask is, what happened to Keegan? Before he got dollared, his bras they stepped in, but too late, cause O'Keegan got badly dollared. What happened to Keegan? What happened to Keegan? What happened to Keegan? What happened to Keegan? And then his outie turned him, step aside, other Keegan. And then the camera guy's shoes started getting on fire. What happened to Keegan? What happened to Keegan? What happened to Keegan? What happened to Keegan?
Mashallah, what happened to Keegan by Brother Ijaz Khan, live on the Nizam Hour. Brother Ijaz Khan, I must say, what a fantastic job indeed. How your mind works so fast. It's almost like you have nothing else to do.
No, man. This is, I was just telling the kids as well. They were asking me, how did you, you were sitting here and you just wrote a song. I'm like, you know what? Read a lot, kids. Reading is good for you. It will fill your brain with words. So when you need to use them, it will open like a tap and the words will come out.
So, and watch a lot of videos as well, huh?
Yeah,
that's how you know about Keegan.
Yeah, what happened, Keegan?
What happened to Keegan? That was Brother Ijaz Khan Nasheed, parody of a parody. I'm sure you already did enjoy that. And that was actually a parody of his parody, which is titled I'm Listening for a Leeches. I'm listening for a leeches. I'm listening for a leeches. Have any of you here in the studio heard the leeches nism? No one heard it.
Yes.
You heard it. What's your name again?
Sanzala.
Sanzala, you're going to sing it for me?
No.
Sanzala doesn't want to sing for me. Nevertheless, lines are open on 087-357-8768. Maulana Pir Ali, do we have any callers online? No. The first caller to call in on this afternoon on the Nizam Hour will win a Nizam Hour bag as well as a Nasheed CD collection. So do call in 087-357-8768. The first caller to showcase their talent on the Nizam Hour will win a Nizam Hour bag as well as a CD collection. So inshallah, our lines are open and we are waiting for your calls. We are broadcasting this segment of the Nizam Hour all the way from our Durban studios, and the studios are situated at the Crescent Towers in Overport. So if you are from Durban and you would like to visit us in studio, then you may do so. We will be running the Nizam Hour today till 5 p.m. You can come in and sing your favorite Nasheed, your favorite Nizam. I see a little boy just walked into the studio here. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Are you going to sing a Nizam for us?
No.
No, okay. Are you getting mics right? Or are you just going to check? You get to check how the studios are. And are you impressed with what you see? I think I'm also very impressed with what I see. In fact, I wanted to stay here and say, you know what? Leave the Joburg studios. I'd rather just come stay here and broadcast from the Durban studios. Yes, we've been having visitors in and out of the studios throughout the day. And it's like I said, doors are open. You can come at any time today to check out the studios. And mashallah, this is really a milestone for the Radio Islam International team. Allah reward all of those who are involved in accomplishing this task. The studios are really like have the state of the art equipment and sound software, etc. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has really allowed Radio Islam to travel from strength to strength, as we had Mullah Yaqub in studio, who was giving us some insight to what it was like broadcasting on Radio Islam International when Radio Islam was still broadcasting from a 3-bedroom house in Lanesha. That was the initial studios. And he says, in those days when they would be playing Nasheed on air, they would have a cassette player, and somehow or the other, the cassette player was linked up to the system and would be transferred on air. So they would stack these cassettes up in order to play Nasheed on air. And I mean, today no car even comes with a cassette player. So we can just imagine how Radio Islam had started on a very small scale. And in fact, one of the events I had attended, Maulana Haider Dorat had given us some insight as to how Radio Islam started, where he said it was just a dream, it was just an idea, it was just something which the Muslim community would wish to have. And it just took some effort as well as some criticism, where people said, no, it won't happen, it's a bit difficult to pull off this project. But with persistence, with concentration and devotion to this cause, and with the help of Allah, the permission of Allah, Radio Islam International eventually was established many years ago. And alhamdulillah, today it has grown from strength to strength, and we have an established studio in Durban, KwaZulu-Natal. So the studios are situated at the Crescent Towers in Overport, and inshallah we will be broadcasting till tonight as well. We'll be broadcasting the Bayan of Maulana Suleiman Mullah live on the airwaves of Radio Islam International. Our team has been here since 8 a.m. broadcasting to you the programs for the day, and now it is time for the Nizam Hour. So do call us on 087-357-8768. If we have no callers on the line, then we're going to ask our in-guest studios to render a nasheed for us. Hanzala says he wants to do something for us. Hanzala, what are you going to do for us? And Hanzala, what are you going to do for us?
I will be reading
What are you going to read for us?
Could you think of a surah for me to read?
Any surah I can think of. Okay.
Do you know Surah Fil?
Yeah.
Okay, Bismillah. You can start reciting Surah Fil.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كعصف مأكول صدق الله العظيم
MashaAllah, what a beautiful recitation. And does anyone here know which story Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is discussing in the surah? Do you know? Okay, I'm going to give you, maybe you do know it, but it's just not coming to your mind right now. So we're going to take a call, and after we take the caller, we're going to ask you if you know which incident Allah is talking about in this specific surah, the surah of the elephant, Surah Fil. For now, go into our line 087-357-8768. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, caller.
Assalamualaikum Assalam.
And who are we speaking to?
Amara Khan.
Amara Khan. Amara Khan, what are you going to be doing for us today?
Oh, I just wanted to dedicate a message to my family.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
I just wanted to dedicate a message to my family.
You just want to dedicate a message. Okay, I'm going to charge you 50 rand for this message, okay?
Okay.
No, I'm joking. Basically, you can send your message.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum to my family and friends. I am here as Yo-Yo Islam in Durban, and I'm having a blast.
Mashallah, that was Amara sending her a message to her family. And I'm sure her family is very, very happy to receive that message as well. Jazakallah for your call. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. To the rest of the Radio Islam community, you can contact us as well on 087-357-8768, or you can call us on 011-854-1548. I see maybe our listeners are not used to us using a new number. So we'll go back to old school and we're using our original number, 011-854-1548, the number which you all are very familiar with. I'm sure many of you have it on speed dial. In fact, sometimes when somebody asks you for your house number, and because you're so used to seeing the Radio Islam number on air, and somebody asks me, what's your house number? And then by mistake, I just say 011-854, because that's how my home number does begin, 011-854. And then instead of giving my home number, I just say 1548, and I realize what I made a mistake over there. But yes, this number has really become part of the household, and we really have this number saved either on our phones or we have it written down in our home phone books, etc. I have two guests who join us here in studio, and they just walked in now with Maulana Habib Bobat. I don't know what are they going to be doing for us. Will they be singing a nizam, reciting from Quran, or do they just come and maybe ask us a riddle as well? I don't know, let's ask them. Assalamu alaikum. And what's your name?
Aisha.
And Aisha, is it your sister with you?
Yeah.
Okay, what's her name?
Amina.
So why she doesn't want to speak? Is she so shy?
Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum, Amina. How are you keeping today? So how come you guys came so late for the Radio Islam Nizam Hour broadcast?
I don't know.
Did you forget that today was the broadcast?
Yeah.
Okay, what will you be doing for us? Will you be singing a Nizam or reciting from Quran? Nothing.
Yeah.
Ooh, if I tell Maulana Habib that you didn't sing for us, he'd get very disappointed because he came in and he was so excited, like, you know.
I can't sing.
You're not going to sing for us. Okay, do you want to send a message to anyone out there? A message to your mommy or to your daddy or to your brother or to your sister or to your nanny or your nana? Okay, you just came to just check out the Radio Islam studios as well.
Yeah.
Okay, Shala, we're going to give you two CDs as well for you and for your sister. Radio Islam Nizam, our collection CDs, compliments of the Radio Islam team. Ameen. And we hope you enjoy that Nizam as well. Ameen. 011-854-1548 is a number to dial. Any callers on the line? 011-854-1540. The first caller will receive a prize, compliments of the Radio Islam team, a Nizam Hour bag, as well as a CD and a Nasheed collection. Before we took the caller, young Hanzala recited a surah of Quran from us, and he, for us, and he recited Surah Feed. And then I asked our in-studio guest, does anyone know what the surah is about? And yes, I have one hand up here. Humaira says she knows. Humaira, what is the surah about?
About the elephant.
About the elephant. And what about the elephant?
I'm not sure.
Not sure. Maybe about the elephant in the zoo.
No.
No. Then the elephant in Kruger National Park.
No.
Have you been to Kruger National Park?
No.
No. Have you been to the lion park?
Yes.
Which lion park did you go to?
I'm not sure.
The one here in Durban or the one in Joburg?
I think the one here in Durban.
Well, I also went to the one in Durban, but you know what happened to me? The lion started attacking my car.
Oh.
And they bit my bumper off and they bit my fender off. And I quickly had to drive out. But shukar, you know, I lived after that. Yes, in Surah Feed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the elephant. And what's regarding the elephant exactly? There was a man by the name of Abraha. And this man by the name of Abraha said that he is going to destroy the Kaaba. And he had an army of elephants. And he proceeded towards the Kaaba. And when he was just outside the boundary of Mecca, he had a conversation with the grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he asked him that, so the grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdul Muttalib, asked him that, you know what, when you came here to the lands of Arabia, you have captured my camels and I want my camels back. So Abraha told him that, you know what, I'm coming to destroy the Kaaba. Why are you interested in camels? If I'm coming for my great objective, yes, I have captured your camels, but I'm also going to destroy your Kaaba. So the answer which Abdul Muttalib had given to Abraha was a splendid one indeed. And he says that, you see, let me tell you something. These camels belong to me, and I am responsible for them, and you have taken them for me, so I am coming to get them back. This Kaaba which you are coming to destroy belongs to Allah, and Allah will take the responsibility upon himself to protect this Kaaba. These are really words of Iman, words of Yaqeen, which we can derive benefit from. That we need to build such Yaqeen in faith in Allah, that we believe that the unseen help of Allah will most definitely be at our disposal. 011-854-1548, and we're going to be taking our next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And who are we speaking to?
Saad Mansoor.
Saad Mansoor, where are you calling us from?
Bethlehem Free State.
From Bethlehem Free State. And how's the weather in Bethlehem today?
Hot.
Very hot or just a little bit hot?
A bit hot.
Like swimming hot?
Yeah.
So did you go swimming today?
Uh-uh.
Okay, and as I said, Saad, the first caller will receive a prize from the Radio Islam team. So, alhamdulillah, you are the first caller on 011-854-1548, and we're going to give you a prize, okay? Would you like to collect the prize at the Radio Islam studios in Durban or at the Radio Islam studios in Johannesburg?
In Joburg.
In Joburg. Okay, after you sing for us or you recite for us, we're going to cross you over to our engineer and you just give him your details, and Brother Hanzala Hafiji will give us your details and we'll contact you inshallah after that, alright?
Okay.
Okay, bismillah. Are you going to sing a nizam or are you going to recite it from Quran?
I'll sing a nizam.
Okay, you may begin.
Allah made everything, Allah made everything, Allah made everything, the earth and the blue sky.
Hey, you're a fish in the bottom of the ocean, moving along in a really cool motion. Did you ever wonder where you came from? Who is the Lord of all creation? The little fish said, that's my Lord. The little fish said, that's my Lord. The little fish said, that's my Lord, who are the creator of us all. Hey, you're the boat so way up high, light up the sky with your colors designed. Tell me, who made you and I? Me to walk and you to fly. The little bird said, that's my Lord. The little bird said, that's my Lord. The little bird said, that's my Lord, the Lord, the creator of us all. Allahu Akbar, our creator. There's no one greater than Allah. So why do we stand tall? So proud to recognize what's right before our eyes. Shine from my Lord. Hey, alligator, length so still. Who's your maker? Bow's well. Do you crawl and do you swim? Who controls everything? The alligator said, that's my Lord. The alligator said, that's my Lord. The alligator said, that's my Lord. The Lord, the creator of us all. Hey, king of the jungle, the mighty lion, top of the food chain, no denying, but who is the one that you rely on, life or death, who is deciding? The lion said, that's my Lord. The lion said, that's my Lord. The lion said, that's my Lord, the Lord, the creator of us all. Allahu Akbar, our creator. There's no one greater but Allah. So why do we stand tall? Too proud to recognize what's right before our eyes. Shine from my Lord. I travel the world, north to the south, east to the west, and there ain't no doubt. Whatever I see, whatever I found, I can hear them call out loud. Alhamdulillah, praise my Lord. Alhamdulillah, praise my Lord. Alhamdulillah, praise my Lord. Allah, the creator of us all. Allahu Akbar, our creator. There's no one greater but Allah. So why do we stand tall? Too proud to recognize what's right before our eyes. Stand from my Lord. Shakila.
Masha Allah, Sa'ad, what a beautiful nasheed. And we say Jazakallah to you for that. Before you drop your call, we're going to cross you over to Brother Hanzala, and he'll be taking your details down, and we'll contact you and inform you when you can collect your prize from our Johannesburg studios. Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Kum salam.
011-854-1548. Lines are buzzing. Without further ado, we will take our next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Assalamu alaikum, caller.
Wa alaikum salam.
And who are we speaking to?
Huzaifa.
Huzaifa, where are you calling us from?
Woodbank.
And how's the weather today in Woodbank?
Hot.
Very hot.
Not so hot.
Did you go swimming today?
No.
Now, what did you do today?
I was playing with my brother.
What are you playing? Cricket or soccer?
No.
What are you playing?
With a ball.
You're playing with a ball. Okay. What are you going to be doing for us today? Are you going to be singing a nizam or reciting from Quran?
Reciting a surah.
Reciting a surah. Which surah will you be reciting?
Surah Duha.
Okay, Bismillah. You may begin.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa duha.
والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فعوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث صدق الله العظيم
صدق الله العظيم ما شاء الله حضيفة جزاك الله for that wonderful recitation of Quran. And which nazm would you like us to play for you?
Hey Little Fish.
Hey Little Fish at the Bottom of the Ocean. Okay, yes. Inshallah. Jazaak Allah. Assalamu
alaikum. My sister wants to speak.
Okay, we're going to charge you. We're going to charge you one pizza for your sister to speak. Will you get me a nice pizza? I'm feeling for a nice chicken peri peri pizza. Okay, I'm just joking. You can call your sister. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And who are we speaking to?
Zainab.
And Zainab, what are you speaking for us today?
A surah.
And which surah will you be reciting?
Here.
Which surah will you be reciting?
Surah Hil.
Okay, Bismillah, you may begin.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Li'ilafi Quraysh. ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تدليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كعصف مأكول
ما شاء الله جزاك الله for the wonderful recitation of Quran. And how old are you?
9
years old. And you're becoming a hafiza? Are you doing hifz?
No.
No, but inshallah you start doing hifz. Inshallah. Allah make you a great hafiza, inshallah. Jazakallah for your call. Assalamu alaikum. Before we take our next call on 011-854-1548, young Amara in the studio here has a riddle she would like to challenge us with. So we're going to ask her, Amara, what is your riddle?
Who invented fire?
Who invented fire? I don't know what's the answer.
Some bright spark.
I like these kind of jokes, you know? Who invented fire? Some bright spark. I see what you did there. I see what you did there. Sitting next to Amara, we have another young boy who said he's going to recite a nizam for us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum wa salam.
And what's your name?
Ziyad Khan.
Ziyad Khan. And how old are you, Ziyad?
I'm 8 years old.
And which school do you go to?
Orient Islamic School.
And what grade are you in?
Grade 2.1.
2.1. You like school?
Yes.
MashaAllah. Which nasheed will you be singing for us today?
Kun Anta.
Kun Anta. Okay, you can start.
لأجاريهم خلدت ظاهر ما فيهم فبدوت شخصا آخر كي يتفاخر وظننت أنا أني بذلك استغنى فوجدت أني خاسر فتلك مظاهر لا نحتاج المال كي نستان جمالا شوهرنا هنا في القلب تلا لا 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 ترضي الناس بمالا نرضاه لنا حالا ساك جمالنا يسمو يتعالى هو او هو او هو او كن أنت تستن جمالا لا 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 أتقبلهم الناس لست أقلبهم إلا بما يرضيني كي يرضيني سأكون أنا مثلي ثمانا هازانا فقناعتي تكفيني ذاك يضيني لا نحتاج المال كي نزدان جمالا شوهرنا هنا في الخلب تلا لا 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 نرضي الناس بمالا نرضاه لنا هالا ذاك جمالنا يسمو يتالا كن أنت تستن جمالا.
MashaAllah, I really did enjoy that nasheed. And who is the original artist of this nasheed?
Humud Al-Qadr.
Humud Al-Qadr. I haven't heard this nasheed before, but I think I'm going to listen. I'm going to write this name down. Humud Al-Qadr. I really did enjoy it, and you sang it, MashaAllah, in excellent melody. I want to hand you a CD collection, and I think there's a few CDs in here, as well as a notepad and a pen of Radio Islam International. And there's, I think, chocolates in here as well. So I'm going to hand over one for you, one for Amara, and you can take it over there, right? Ameen. And we have another guest in studio. We welcome him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And what's your name?
Ismail.
Ismail. Ismail, what are you reading for us today?
Surah.
A surah. Okay, which surah will you be reciting?
Surah Al-Mazah.
Okay, bismillah, you may begin.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Waylun likulli humazatin lumazah. Alladhi jam'a malahu wa'addadah. يحسب أن ما له أخلده كلا لينبذن في الحطمة وما أدراك ما الحطمة نار الله الموقدة التي تطلع على الأفئدة إنها عليهم مؤصدة في عمد ممددة.
MashaAllah, Ismail, Jazakallah for that wonderful recitation of Quran. And Ismail, are you doing hifz?
No.
No, but do you plan on starting, inshallah?
Gee.
Inshallah, may Allah make it easy for you, inshallah. Here's a pack of CDs for you as well as some other goodie bags in this Radio Islam bag. You can take it for yourself, okay? Jazakallah for visiting us here at the Radio Islam studios. Your visit was definitely much appreciated. Are you going now?
Yeah.
Okay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 011-854-1548 is the number to dial. I think we have our last few callers on the line. Brother Hanzala, open, you can put through the next line. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
And who are we speaking to?
Humaira.
Humaira, where are you calling us from?
From Humaira Abdul Qadir.
Humaira Abdul Qadir, where are you from, Humaira Abdul Qadir?
From Durban.
And whereabouts in Durban are you calling us from?
From Overport.
From Overport? So Humaira, why didn't you come here to the Radio Islam studios?
Inshallah, next time.
Inshallah. Okay, Humaira, what are you reading for us? Are you going to be reciting a nizam or reciting from Quran? What will you be doing? Okay, bismillah, you may begin.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر by the oath of time certainly man is at a loss except those who believe and do good deeds and advise each other with the truth and advise each other with patience.
MashaAllah, what a beautiful advice as well that was. And Humaira, how old are you?
6.
And which school do you go to?
Islahul Muslimat in Sherwood.
MashaAllah, do you like school?
Yes.
Oh, that's very nice to hear. And when are you going to join us in studio? Do you come to Johannesburg often?
No.
Oh, okay, but next time you come to Johannesburg, then you must come and visit us in our Indonesia studios, okay?
Okay.
Or next time we are in Durban, then you need to come and visit us here in Overport. Okay, Jazakallah Humaira, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
That was Humaira calling us on the airwaves of Radio Islam International. I think that it was our last caller for this Nizam Hour segment. And my engineer is actually WhatsApping me in complimenting that Nasheed, which the young boy had sang for us by Humud Al-Qadr. I really did like that Nasheed. Brother Tufail tells me I'm pronouncing the name incorrectly. Yes, Brother Tufail, what's the correct pronunciation? Humud Al-Qadr. Khudr. Fadakho. To get the Jweed lesson. I feel like I'm in Kalama Rabbi again. I'm doing it a bit.
I say maybe it's well overdue, but it looks like you do need it.
A tajweed lesson, eh?
Jeez.
I haven't spent time in Qari Bashir's company for a long time, you know.
We let it fly for a while, but I think now it's just gotten too much.
So Humud Al-Khudr.
Humud Al-Khudr.
Humud Al-Khudr. Mashallah, you're going to go to the rest of the Arabic letters as well.
No, I think we'll leave it for there. We're not going to Qaqalaz and start giving a new tajweed lesson. This is the middle hour.
We have one more call on 011-854-1548. My engineer just indicates to me. So inshallah, we'll take our last call for the segment of the Nizam Hour. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Who are we speaking to?
Aisha. My name is Aisha.
Aisha, you sound so excited to be on air. Are you very excited?
Yes.
MashaAllah, how old are you, Aisha?
Six.
6 years old. And where are you calling us from?
Kimberley.
And do you stay near the big hole in Kimberley? Do you stay close to the big hole?
Yes.
Well, did you go there before?
Yes.
Well, was it nice?
Yes.
What did you see there?
Well, was it nice? What did you see there?
A big house.
Oh, that's nice. And what are you doing for us today? Are you going to sing a nizam or are you going to be reciting from Quran? What are you going to be doing?
Hey, little fish.
Hey, little fish at the bottom of the ocean. Okay, you can start.
Hey, little fish in the bottom of the ocean, moving along, really cool motion. Did you ever wonder where he came from? Who is the Lord of our creation? The little fish said, that's my Lord. The little fish said, that's my Lord. The little fish said, that's my Lord. Allah the Creator, love us all. Hey, little bird, so way up high, light up the sky with your colored design. Tell me who made you and I, me to walk and you to fly. The little bird said, that's my Lord. The little bird said, that's my Lord. The little bird said, that's my Lord. Allah the Creator of us all. Allahu Akbar, our Creator. There's no one greater than Allah. So why do we stand tall, too proud to recognize what's there before our eyes? Signs from our Lord. Hey, alligator, make some style. Who's your maker? Bound the world. Do you crawl or do you swim? Who controls everything? The alligator said, that's my Lord. The alligator said, that's my Lord, the alligator said. That's my Lord, Allah the Creator of us all. Hey, king of the jungle, the mighty lion, top of the food chain, no denying. But who is the one that you rely on, life of death? Who is deciding? The lion said, that's my Lord, the lion said. That's my Lord, the lion said. That's my Lord, Allah the Creator of us all. Allahu Akbar, our Creator. There's no one greater than Allah. So why do we stand tall, too proud to recognize what's there before our eyes? Sign from our Lord. Hey, my brother, hey, my sister, see yourself as self-sustainable. Don't you see, when you come later, we all return to the Creator. You will say,
That's my Lord, you will say. That's my Lord, you will say. That's my Lord, oh Allah, forgive us all. I travel the world, north to the south, east to the west, and letting no doubt, wherever I see, wherever I find, I can hear them sing out loud, Alhamdulillah. Praise my Lord, Alhamdulillah. Praise my Lord, Alhamdulillah. Praise my Lord, Allah the Creator of us all.
MashaAllah, Jazakallah for that wonderful nasheed, and Jazakallah for calling in. We hope to hear from you next week again, okay? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was our last caller on the Nazm Hour for this week. Alhamdulillah, we've had a fantastic program indeed. A very warm welcome by the community of Durban. And it was an electrical, vibrant atmosphere here in our studios in Durban. We had a lot of youngsters, a lot of young Nazm Hour fans in studio showcasing their talent in forms of nazms and poetry, Quran recitation, speeches as well. And Alhamdulillah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing this program to take place, and Jazakallah to the educators of the Orient Islamic School, for the parents as well, and for the young learners for participating in the Nazm Hour program and making it such a success today, Alhamdulillah. A fun full 3 hours it was indeed, and we hope to hear from our community of Durban in the near future. The Nazm Hour usually takes place between 5 to 7 p.m. So every Saturday between 5 to 7 p.m. you can call in, showcase your talent on the Nazm Hour. It's your voice, your talent, your time to shine. You can call in on 011-854-1548, or if you wish to visit us at the Lanesia Studios, then you may do so as well. And the next time we are in Durban and we are broadcasting the program from Durban, then most definitely we will let you know as well. Stay in contact with the team. You can email us at nazamhour@radioislamlive.com. That's NAZAMHOUR @radioislamlive.com. The time is exactly 49 minutes past the hour of 4, just 10 minutes, 11 minutes to the hour of 5. And you've been listening to the Nazm Hour with myself, Muhammad Sa'ad Jada, broadcasting live from Crescent Towers in Overport, Durban. Jazakumullah to all of those who participated. Special thanks to my sound engineer for this afternoon, Maulana Peer Ali. I know he enjoyed engineering the Nazm Hour. It was like the highlight of his weekend. Maulana, inshallah, you can sound engineer the rest of the Nazm Hour programs every week. He just sees the joy on his face over there. Jazakallah to our studio operator in Indonesia, Brother Hanzala Hafiji, and to the rest of the Radio Islam International crew. From myself, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.